No, I was about to do that. I was trying to pull up the whatever website that was I looked at with the pollen count, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, the one that had the epicenter of allergies as North Texas.
Did Chloe really come to you today? Since Chloe and I, our allergies are almost identical.
Yes.
He really came to you and said, do we need to get Best Of ready?
And I said, no, I haven't. I said, we're live today. To which he responded.
I was like, what do you mean we're not on Best Of?
I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I haven't heard that we are.
I was like, what kind of super drug did he find?
He did, like, close standing in the doorway of my office. He just looks. First of all, it was just a slow shadow that I saw through the underside of the glass. And then he stands there just downtrodden. He just looks beat up.
I thought I slept good because like I dreamt like a mole last night. I remember my dreams. I dreamed that Tara and Dan adopted a little black baby.
And you considered that a restful sleep?
It was a good
Why
dream.
Why would it not be a restful sleep?
It's just an odd
What's
dream.
What's wrong with adopting a black baby?
There's nothing. I don't dream about Chloe. It's just an odd dream.
And it was a nice, there was a couple other dreams and they were all happy. I woke up and I was like, oh, I slept good.
What is today? The 23rd. Mm-hmm. Everything's low. According to this website. Interactive pollen calendar. This says for Dallas, but Dallas and Fort Worth. Even if I clicked on the Fort Worth page, it would be the same numbers.
Gotcha.
No. In fact, the last couple of days, crap in the air has been low.
That is really odd because you and Chloe even talked about it briefly yesterday that your allergies are bothering you.
We talk about it every day.
Yeah.
Okay, true, but this is more so.
Our allergies aren't going to go away until we're dead.
Right. But it's just other days seem to affect you more than others.
The number represents total count for tree, grass, and weed were available. And the pollen count for today is 40. No tree pollen. Grass is a little high. Weed is moderate. But it's nothing like back what would it have been? October 8th. Okay, today is 40.
Okay.
October 8th, it was 3,852.
Uh-huh.
Which was obviously a windy day.
Mm-hmm.
Then it dropped into the 400s. And the past couple of days, yesterday was 93, today's 40. So I don't know, unless it's grass pollen I'm allergic to.
That would make sense. Because your allergies always bother you when you're out in the yard all weekend. Your allergies bother you when the dog, because with the dogs, they roll around in the grass. They come inside.
Weed. Weed at moderate. Grass is high today.
Unless there's something that affects you and Chloe that they don't mention on the everyday list. Some other random thing. I don't know what.
I don't know anything about it. All I know is I'm either going to get my sinuses removed.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm just going to give up breathing. And don't tell me I can't, because I'll try it.
No, I won't. I don't want to offer that challenge. I think at a certain point you should...
How are you holding up, Alfie?
I've been pretty bad. For me, it's been my eyes. That's the biggest thing.
I just feel the drain. I mean, the energy drain. I just wonder how many... With it being so low, it's just odd. You think this would be a good day.
Yeah.
I just wonder how many other people are going through this.
Alfie,
I know you talked about, Dan, allergy shots, and there's a fast-track way to do it.
Yeah, your allergist, Dr. Gross, mentioned that. There's
but
a regular...
the only thing that stuck in my mind was it sounded like it was going to take a couple of years.
He said from beginning to end to where we were on absolutely nothing, yes. But the fast-track thing would... Get you, I think, a shot every week for maybe a couple months.
That quick?
And then you would go on a maintenance thing.
Now, after a couple months, would I see any improvement?
I don't know.
Alpha, you know?
It'd be minimal. But once the treatment's complete, you're supposed to be completely free of allergies.
You know, there's no reason not to do it.
Exactly. Because you can continue.
Because I can stay on my allergy meds.
Yeah.
and just know that there's that thing at the end of the tunnel ain't a big pollen bomb coming at me.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't get here till like 2:20.
It's amazing to me that the three of you don't feel exactly the same, but whatever it is, it has you all affected in a different way. And obviously it's detrimental. And I feel sorry for people that don't understand how debilitating allergies can be, because usually when people think of it, they think, oh, it's, you know, a little sniffle, the occasional eye water or a scratchy throat. It's so much more than that.
The symptoms I've gotten kind of used to, but and you also take medication, but the whole rundown thing, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I'd rather have snot be clogged up at a raspy voice than this drained feeling. Luckily, with the steroid nose spray, I'm not getting really any drainage, not clogged.
Which is good, because that used to be one of your biggest problems in years past, is you'd get the drain and then you'd lose your voice.
Damn it. Screw it. Video stream's not up. I'll dick with it later.
Yeah.
Forgot what I was going to say. Give me a chance. Let me see if I can turn it on. Well, I don't have my glasses, so all I can see is the monitor on the other side of the room looks like some kind of blur.
Are your glasses in your office?
I don't know. I'll screw with it later. Speaking of the web.
Okay.
I got an email from Jacob, our web guy, or what do they actually call him? Director of Online Programming.
That's a nice title.
Yeah, especially for a hay farmer.
He really is such an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's...
Because didn't you say he's got a subscription to, like, Tractor Monthly? Or...
Oh, he gets excited when National Goat, whatever, tractors, he'll be sitting in his office going through the magazine. Look at that one.
Mm-hmm.
I could take that one, soup it up.
Yeah, he's every bit he's a country boy. But he's also the head of our IT, our web everything.
And it's amazing because his daddy, farmer mechanic, somebody you wouldn't associate with any type of tech work.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, he sent me an email going, hey, puss. So why don't you plug your website more? Oh, and I don't want to. He goes, there are people with lower ratings in the Clear Channel family get a lot more hits to their website. Well, I don't care. I don't sell anything on my website.
No.
The only thing's on there is a video stream. That's free.
Right.
Then he sent me the numbers for everybody. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this. I don't care.
Okay.
I did send him an email and went, how about if I turn the listeners loose and lock up our server? He sent back, good luck. Give it a shot.
Real? Wow. Someone's feeling confident. Wow.
He didn't say impossible. He said highly unlikely. So, and since RussMartin.com forwards to the Eagle server.
Yes.
That's all you have to type in is RussMartin.com. So if somebody wants to give it a shot. And somebody remind me to mention this once an hour.
Okay.
Because if it locks up our servers, not only will it lock up my website, it'll lock up the entire Clear Channel server for Dallas-Fort Worth.
That we can... appreciate.
They keep track of all the personalities and the visits to their individual sections on the Clear Channel server.
Gotcha.
Like the Edge website, Jesse, who's, I guess, is on right now.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Actually, I'll work from number 10 up.
Okay, top 10. Ooh.
I keep forgetting. Who's this scaffolding guy?
Scafidi.
Yeah. What does he do?
He is on air here at the Eagle, and he's mainly one of our web guys. He works for Jacob.
Okay. I guess he has his own page.
Oh, nice.
Well, I get all the personalities would.
Yes.
He had 10,000 visits to his webpage.
Was this like over the last 30 days?
This is our September 2014 visits.
Gotcha.
He had 10,751.
Okay.
Cruz, who does nights on Kiss FM, had almost 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ayo, who is that?
Ayo from The Edge.
Don't say like I know who it is.
Sorry, I've just known him as Ayo from The Edge for years.
Well, when is Ayo on The Edge?
Middays, I think.
Yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
Okay. He had almost 13,000. Number seven, RussMartin.com,
mm-hmm.
had 16,500. Craddock of the Morning, almost 19,000. Billy the Kid, 20,000. Jagger on, wait, I know this one. On The Edge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Jagger had 24,400.
Okay.
Who's Toby Knapp?
Midday's Kiss.
Okay. He had 33,000. And I don't know what Jesse's last name is, the chick that does Afternoons on The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
164,824.
Holy. Oh my God.
Is she selling weed on her webpage?
No, she's extremely active. She's on there all the time, pushing the site, putting content on, just random stuff. She doesn't.
It's just this dramatic jump.
God, that's freaking.
You're talking about. Technically, ours could be higher. But I don't really care about the website. Mm-hmm. I care about the on-air product.
Yes.
But Jacob gets grief from corporate if they don't have so many hits per month. Like, Jacob can do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
With us, it's mostly talk. Our numbers should be higher.
Yeah.
If I cared. Jesse, who obviously doesn't get to talk that much because it's mostly music on The Edge in the afternoons. Ah, how she does it.
She is constantly pushing, even when she's not on air. Weekends, constantly pushing stuff out to her blog.
You think Billy the Kid would probably be at the top with all the teenies that follow him.
You would think,
Billy
but...
and Cruz. Yeah, it counts regardless of their age with Cruz, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a hit is a hit. There's no card on the website. With Billy and Cruz, to me, it kind of makes sense that they'd have less hits than, say, Jesse, because they, on some songs, they've only got 2 seconds to talk up before...
She gets to talk
vocals.
More?
Yes.
So she just doesn't come on and say, what do they call it? Just The Edge?
Yeah.
They don't give you any numbers?
Well, they can do 102 on The Edge.
Now you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's Billy the Kid. His breaks are, Billy the Kid, Kiss FM! Then you throw your headphones down.
Right. Yeah, The Edge is more laid back. They'll have just a music bed that they can take their time.
Oh. Okay. What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people hoping to help you with your allergies.
By the way, Dan, check my website and see if RussMartin.com's locked up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Nicole.
Hello. I was going to talk to you guys.
That is so irritating. What did she want?
She was saying that you should get the allergy test done just to find out what exactly it is. And then
I'm allergic to whatever's in the air. I'm tired of saying it.
Yes, but in order to get the shots...
How long does the test take? Alfie, do you know?
Maybe half a day.
Half a day?
What do? Is that scratch test?
That's the one that I know of.
Where do they do it?
On your back, usually.
Why?
Biggest open space.
I want it on my butt.
They can probably accommodate.
I want Dr. Gross scratching my butt.
Oh, God.
Really? Half a day?
I think they just... take everything that you might be allergic to and just scratch a little bit on your back. And if it welts up, then they know, okay, that's one.
Well, we know it's one of three things. It's either tree, grass, or weed.
And a way to find out exactly is to put the stuff on your butt.
So why would it take half a day to scratch me with trees and grass and weed?
Because they may end up testing you for a number of other things that you weren't even aware of that could turn out to help you.
All right.
For example... it would actually be wise to test you to see if you are allergic to dogs.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that.
You can get allergy shots for it.
My guess is I'm allergic to what's on the dogs.
And that makes
sense. Since they go outside and bring all the pollen in and then they sleep with me, there's nothing I can do about it. And yeah, you look at the map of the grass pollen and all the other allergens in the air on this map, and it's centered right around effing North Texas. For whatever reason, West Texas is getting some of it right there on the tip. But we live in the epicenter of snot.
Really, how is that not our area's slogan?
I don't know, but it really looks like, every time I look at this map, it looks like somebody's done it just to piss me off. Is my website up?
Yeah, it's going strong. I'm a little surprised.
I wonder how many people it would take to lock it up. I'm not going to run to Jacob in the hall and have him smirk.
Oh, I'm afraid he'd do more than just smirk.
Oh, big man, number one in all your demos. Can't even lock up a website. Okay. Wait till 5 o'clock when the good people start listening. And obviously, like I said, I got nothing to gain from any of this. If I sold stuff or... I think the only good link on my website is, or that I care about, is the link to PayPal if you want to donate to the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, all right. We got a break. What are these other two, Alfie?
They're just telling you about allergy tests, and the guy on line three has a weird recommendation or a weird reason.
Oh. Yes, Julio.
What's going on, boss man?
Nothing.
Okay, this is gonna sound weird, but roll with me on this, okay? I think I know what's wrong with you. Today, at starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a total lunar eclipse, and it messes with people's auras. Like today, I've been feeling more upbeat. A lot of my other colleagues, they've been feeling down, some depressed. So maybe that's what's going on with you. Are you just kind of having a down day?
Are you sure?
Positive. Roll with me. Come on, man.
So you think it's got something to do with the lunar eclipse?
No, it's not a lunar eclipse. It's a solar eclipse.
Ah, whatever.
I'm right.
Oh, I didn't say you were wrong. I just said whatever.
It's a solar eclipse. It's the last one of in our lifetime that we're going to see. And that's what's causing a lot of people to get, you know, jittery or upset, happy. Like, man, I feel great.
Well, I didn't know it was coming. So you're saying there's actually something physical going on. This isn't just a mental thing.
Correct. It's more of a, you know, physical aura thing with the lunar, I don't know.
But how big of an eclipse is this supposed to be?
I mean, it's going to be a total solar eclipse. I mean, get out.
I'm not saying it, Dan.
No, I don't want you to.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, you want me to say
no,
it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Say it.
Will it be in your heart?
No.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Julio. See you down by the schoolyard.
Jesus.
I think Alfie's the only one that got that.
You people.
What? The guy on line two actually went to Dr. Gross's office?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Got to make this quick. Go ahead, John.
So I'm a patient of Dr. Gross's. That allergy test is going to take you about an hour, hour and a half. But I'll tell you what makes it worth it. He's got some nurses or medical assistants that are hot, young Hispanic chicks.
Hmm. Now, what happened after your tests?
Oh, they tell you right then when they're done, you know, what you're allergic to, and then it takes about a month or so to get the serum set up, and then you're ready for your shots.
How long have you been on the shots?
I've been doing the shots now for about 6 weeks.
Feel any better?
No, it's way too early. They say I may not notice a difference at all for at least 3 months.
Okay. Well, that's still worth doing it.
Yeah.
Is it pricey?
It's definitely worth it. I feel so bad when the allergies hit. I'm laying in bed half the time because of them.
What about today?
Today I actually lucked out because I had to go down and get my shot done, and I took an antihistamine before then, so it's not too bad. But I'm also not tripping out with my auras either. I don't know what the heck that guy was talking about.
Yeah, maybe you should double up in the Allegro with this eclipse coming up. All right, I got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at the 35-183 split, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back to Continental Avenue. The exit there to 183 is also blocked, so you're kind of jacked up there. All in all, it's about an hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Skillman Road. Construction there has that right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Greenville Avenue. In McKinney, northbound 75 just before Weston Road, got an accident there. Traffic is backed up all the way back from White Avenue. It's about a half-hour delay through that. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30 right at Cooks, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from East Loop 820. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Center. Tonight, clear skies, 60 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 86. Right now, 77. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I got a text from Jacob during the break.
Uh-oh.
Nice try, punk.
I told you it'd be worse than just a smirk.
All right.
Because now it's not so much that he's talking trash to you. He's talking trash to everybody. He's saying that is
our listeners are too lazy.
Yeah. Can't do it. Can't be done. Cannot take him down.
And once the server locks up, see, this is what he thinks is, all right, I'll give him grief. He'll plug RussMartin.com. We'll get more hits. Then Jacob looks better to corporate.
Sure.
But if they lock the server up and he hits after that, you don't get count. There's no credit.
Mm-hmm. And you probably also get your ass chewed for not having a stable website.
And I'm pretty sure all the what do we have? Six stations?
Yes.
All of them are on the same server. So if it locks ours up, everybody goes. Okay. Got audio?
I do. I have here, here it is. Cut 5. I think this is 2 nights ago. You know the superheroes that walk around on the Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood and take photos with tourists?
Yeah, I've seen that.
They've been having trouble with them over the last year. They've been getting into fights, different altercations with each other because sort of like they're staking claim to different spots on the walk.
Like homeless people.
Exactly. Well,
Panhandlers.
Yes.
They get a corner, they don't like you messing with them, even if you're on the other side of the street.
Yeah, their spot.
Do I play this now?
Yeah, this is from CBS2 in Los Angeles, reporter Suzanne Marquez. She happened to be there. She basically is...
Isn't that the station Christina McLarty works for?
I don't know. It is, Alfie?
I think you're right.
Okay. The reporter doing the report on the outbreak of the fight gives the play-by-play of the video, and it's just interesting to hear all the players.
At the beginning, we see Mr. Incredible and Batgirl struggling. Chewbacca tries to break it up. Batgirl scratches Mr. Incredible. Waldo and Freddy Krueger step in.
Why is Waldo out there?
Because he's there.
Well, doesn't that ruin the game?
Maybe that means you win.
Oh.
They try to hold back Mr. Incredible, who gets loose, chases Batgirl, throws a punch, kicks her, and then flips her onto the side.
And she's not making any of this up.
No. And I watched the video like 4 different times.
Are these people really going at it, or are they?
Yes. No, when she says that Mr. Incredible flips Batgirl, it's like a judo toss. It was either over his shoulder or over his hip. I couldn't tell because a bystander
blocked it. You think any of
this
is concocted?
No.
Okay.
You
got a guy
tell.
Really beating up a chick.
Yes, and you have Freddy and Waldo and other folks trying to intervene.
Then they try to hold back Mr. Incredible, who gets loose, chases Batgirl, throws a punch, kicks her, and then flips her onto the sidewalk. Bystanders chase him off.
Be funny if Aquaman showed up and just kicked everybody's ass. Aquaman?
Really? Come on.
Or Diaper Man.
And part of
hang on. Let me tell Alfie something before I forget.
Okay.
Alfie, during the next break,
yep.
Call CBS2 in Los Angeles. All right. And see if we can get Christina McClarty on.
You got it.
Find out what her beef was with David Arquette.
Got it.
Yeah. She's got a...
She'll remember you.
Okay. I'm sorry, you were going to say?
I was going to say, the problem with this scenario is you have everyone in costume, therefore it's hard to ID suspects. So Mr. Incredible ran away, and no one can give a description other than the costume he's wearing.
Mr. Incredible, is that Fantastic Four?
No, Mr. Incredible, this is from the Disney movie, The Incredibles.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they wore masks, but it was just a Robin mask.
Right. His is not that big of a deal, but in the midst of all the commotion, he's a stranger. It's not like people know him. At this point, he's probably gone because why would he dare go back? Especially after this.
I got to see the video. What do I Google?
Just do superhero brawl Hollywood Boulevard or just Hollywood. That should pull it up. At least a news story should have it.
Super, damn it. I keep talking.
So, again, this has been an ongoing thing because you've got, and I've heard about this from friends that live in L.A., where you'll have like the day shift superheroes, then the night shift superheroes.
Wow.
All staking out different points on Hollywood Boulevard because it's so tourist rich and they'll charge money for photographs of people.
Is this, did you have to bleep this yourself?
What I pulled was from CBS2, so they had already bleeped it.
Okay, I can't trust this because it's... Was Chewbacca in one of the shots?
Mm-hmm.
There's Mr. Incredible. All right, Mr. Incredible grabs. He's going after Catwoman. It looks like he kicked her.
Yeah.
I can't play the audio because this sounds like raw audio.
Okay.
This is all of this is out in front of a man's Chinese theater.
Yeah. And one of the busiest spots in Hollywood for just people and tourists.
Video ends with a group of pedestrians and characters standing and yelling around Mr. Incredible. Police are investigating the fight. KTLA reported. No arrests have been made. The scuffle has caused Los Angeles Councilman Mitch O'Farrell to discuss with Hollywood stakeholders and specified regulatory measures he plans to introduce next week. Wouldn't those measures already be in place? It's against the law for this.
You would think, but clearly they're still doing it. Or they found
Mr.
some
Incredible
loophole.
Doesn't, this one of these still shots, he didn't have a mask on.
I wondered that, because even the eye mask thing for the costume, you're right, it didn't look like he had one on.
Well, why are they all going after each other? Is in front of Man's Chinese Theater, is that Mr. Incredible's area?
Well, no. See, actually, what'll help if you play cut 6.
Okay.
For the report, Suzanne Marquez from CBS2 spoke to Batman. And he kind of gives a little insight as to the problems.
The good ones, we're stationary. We're stand against the curb.
That's Batman.
Yeah. Now, initially, when she asked, what's your name? He says, Batman. So he's in character. Here he just goes back to normal geek guy in costume.
The good ones, we're stationary. We're stand against the curb. People come to us. But the bad ones, they roam up and down. So they cross paths or they...
Gypsy superheroes.
Yeah.
Vagabonds.
It's exactly it.
Do these people make any money? Are they paid by the studios? Or
the studios, I don't think so. I think they're just individuals with the costumes, and they'll charge $5, $10, $20 for photos with tourists. And that's how they're...
I would think there would be some type of copyright, trademark problems. You're making money off these costumes.
I know, especially when you're in the studios.
Because you know the studios can stop them. They stopped Adam West from making appearances dressed as the 66 Batman when the 89 Batman came in. Didn't want to confuse anybody.
Right. Yeah, how the studios deal with it, or DC Comics as they speak with Batman here or whatever, I'm not sure. They may just leave them alone because they see it as, it's a tourist thing, it's whatever.
Actually, I'd want to go now just to watch the brawl.
I know, it's better than bum fights.
So they cross paths or they target the same people and then they get into each other. It's less now because we have a lot more police presence here since last year, and it has made a difference. It's not cleaned up yet, but it's getting better.
The Dark Knight.
What?
I really was disappointed. I'm not expecting him to sound like Christian Bale or to throw off his voice the way Christian Bale did for the new Batman. But
was he wearing the Bale Batman version?
Yeah, it looked like it.
I've never heard of anything like this.
It's amazing. If anything else, is this an extra attraction for tourists?
What happened in New York, the Naked Cowboy, he had an issue with someone else trying to invade his territory.
Oh, yeah, at Times Square?
Yeah.
Guy just walks around in his Speedos playing a guitar? First of all, Mr. Incredible, he's either on or off something. Especially if you're going, why'd you pick Batgirl or Cat, whoever it was? Because in that video, it looks like he really kicked her.
Yeah, and then flipped her over. But even in the play-by-play that the reporter gave, it's, you know, it's he and Batgirl are legitimately going at it, and she's, like she says, she's scratching him, he's trying to hit her and push her. I mean, they're going back and forth.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about these costume guys.
Yes, Hector.
Hey, yeah, Russ. I was there in Hollywood during my, I went after my high school graduation, and I was walking around, I see the guys from Star Wars guys, actually. I was trying to
the who guy?
There's a couple of guys that are dressed up as Star Wars characters.
Star Wars. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a big fanatic for Star Wars, and I try to take a picture of one of the guys, and he's like, no, donations. And I'm like, dude, you're not even the legit character. And he tried to knock the phone out of my hand. And I was like, seriously, dude? He's like, no, we need donations from you. I was like, wow, you're not even legit. You get your stuff off of Toys R Us, dude. Come on now.
They really called it donations.
Yeah, they said donations. I was like, wow, really?
did they say if it was for a charity or they
no,
just...
No, sir. They just said, we need donations.
All right. Who was it? Was it like one of the stormtroopers?
No, it was actually just a Jedi. It was a couple of Jedis just walking around. It was at night, actually, too. So, you know how they have the lightsabers out.
I wouldn't trust that.
All right, thanks. Wouldn't trust what?
Is some guy walking around Hollywood with a hooded cape-looking thing on, just carrying a glow stick? Yeah, he may say he's a Jedi, but...
You don't think he was real?
No.
Knocked his phone out of my hand with your mind.
That's right. I'm not the Jedi you're looking for.
The Jedis were the good ones.
Yes.
Okay. Who were the ones that worked for Vader?
The evil side of the Force were the Sith.
Sith Lords?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know, in case I go to L.A.
Got to make sure you know which side you fall on.
Obviously, the Jedis are just a bunch of asses.
Yeah, meanwhile, Vader's off on the side. Like, at least we have standards. We stay in our area.
You can't take my picture without money. You want me to hit you with this saber? Let me stab you with this knife. Because mine's real.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out a Dundee knife.
Yeah.
That's not a saber. This is a saber. Alpha the guy on two said that these are homeless people making money.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I wonder what they charge for. Has this guy been out there?
I think so.
John, did you get your picture taken with any of them?
No, actually, because what the deal was is I just came back from there, actually. And most of the people that are doing that, Russ, are homeless people, and that's how they make a living.
Do you have any idea what they charge for pictures?
$5. They want a $5 fixed shot.
That's not really that bad.
No, it's not.
Not really, but that's probably why they're scuffling, because they're crossing each other's territory.
Well, yeah, obviously they're all proprietary about it, certainly. I'm guessing in front of Mans is Mr. Incredible, because he seemed to be going off on everybody.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't lay claim to the entire front of the Mans
Well,
theater.
You can't lay claim to any part of it. I'm just saying, in his mind, for whatever reason, Mans has to be his area, because he seemed to be just wailing on everybody.
Yes, I think what they do is they will, depending on which stars are in front of Mans Theater, the plaques on the road, they'll probably say, I'm from this person to this person. That's mine. You don't step on this star.
What if I do? I stepped on that star.
Then we're going to have words.
What if I just hold my foot a couple of inches away from the star?
Then you'll be fine.
Good. I'm not touching it. Does this happen a lot?
Apparently, this has been an ongoing issue. As you hear Batman talk about over the last year, Batman. There's been more of a police presence trying to curb this violence. Superhero on superhero crime.
What did the Batman guy look like? Was he wearing the cowl?
Yeah, he was.
Oh. Sounds like a weasel.
He didn't have the real manly voice you would hope to hear coming out of the suit.
We talked to Batman.
And I picked up a bit of an
the
accent.
The good ones, we're stationary. Yeah. We're stand against the curb. People come to us. But the bad ones, they roam up and down.
The
so
bad superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Or they target the same people.
Bunch of Siths. We should take Rob, our old producer, paint him green, send him out there and sling people around. Because Rob's not somebody you want to go at.
No, and that'd be fun.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, he finds a Loki wannabe.
Okay. Is that it with the thingies?
Yeah, for these people.
Okay.
This is actually good. Since we were talking about your allergies earlier, cut number 8. Bill Murray was on Ellen yesterday promoting his new movie, St. Vincent. And he's got his own way to cure himself of his cat allergy that he told her about.
There's a cat in the movie that's a fantastic cat. I wish my cat was that good. But you're allergic to cats, and you had a lot of contact with the cat.
Right. Well, I read someplace that allergies are psychosomatic and that you can actually...
You can suck my ass.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't just get up in the morning and go, hey, I bet there's crap in the air. Mm-hmm. I'm going to feel like piss today.
Allergies are...
Is he being sarcastic?
I don't know. I don't think so. Listen to it and find it for yourself.
Psychosomatic and that you can actually hypnotize yourself and... overcome the allergy. So I used to do that because I used to go to girls' houses and they'd have cats and all of a sudden I'd be looking at them and crying and they go, what did I say? You know, it's, no, it's not you. So I learned to hypnotize myself and get over it. But then I decided I really didn't like cats that much, so I stopped. But I'm more of a dog guy.
Uh-huh.
But for the movie, I just sort of went back to that and put myself back together.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
That's amazing. I'd heard that also.
Yeah, the cat is, it's an excellent cat.
I have never heard that.
I hadn't either.
Dr. Thornton does hypnosis.
Yes, he does.
And he's never brought it up.
No.
Alfie, have you ever heard this?
Not hypnosis or anything like that. I've heard of, you know, just try and ignore it as best you can and hopefully...
You're not getting a lot of support for that theory in this room, Alfie.
Yeah, it's stupid. Cause...
Hypnotherapy for allergies and immune systems. I keep talking out while I'm reading.
There have been times where I'll forget that I wore a certain shirt or like a pair of shoes to someone's house that had a cat. And a couple days later, I'll wear it and I'll still get the same allergic reaction. So it has nothing to do with thinking that you're around a cat or thinking that the allergies are going to suck today.
Which especially makes sense when you get an allergy test and your body responds allergically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is hypnosis going to do? Get out. I mean, what, really?
How to perform self-hypnosis. I'm trying to find one website that's a little more succinct. First one I pulled up was like 8 pages before it got to anything. Little mental training could help you. We need a break, don't we? Relieve allergy symptoms. Researchers recently discovered that allergy sufferers might be able to quell their symptoms by picturing themselves symptom-free in a low-allergen environment. After 2 years of regularly practicing this, this kind of self-hypnosis, which they learned from a therapist, the study participants experienced significant improvement in their allergy symptoms.
Amen.
So, not a believer.
And I've never, you've heard ads. I haven't heard one recently, but
ads for hypnosis and smoking and weight loss. I've never heard any of them say anything about allergies. And if you do hypnosis in North Texas, you would think somebody that does hypnosis would have brought this up.
Right.
Just ignore it. It works for everything. Okay. I got pancreatic cancer. Can I ignore that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You're still going to die. May ignore away.
Sorry. All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Westbound I-20, right at East Loop Bay 20, got an accident there blocking traffic. Right now your backup is back from Green Oaks. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Cook's Lane, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from East Loop Bay 20. Let's move into McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Eldorado Parkway. Still about an hour delay through that mess. Into Dallas, eastbound 635, right at 75, right there at the High 5. Got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped all the way back from I-35. It's at least a half hour delay through that. And finally in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at 183. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from Woodall Rogers. Still about a half hour delay through it. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 86 for the high. Right now, 77 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Al, did you call CBS in Los Angeles?
Yes, I did. Christina McClarty is no longer with them.
They say where she went?
They did not. They said that she may have gone to E, but they weren't completely aware.
Maybe when she started, did it say anywhere in the story, is she living, Christina McClarty, formerly of Channel 21 here, is she living with David Arquette now?
Yes. Yeah, they're engaged.
Oh.
Yeah, they had their
maybe
child.
Maybe she quit when she got pregnant. Oh, they've already had the kid?
Yeah. Yeah, they had the child, I think, in April. That was part of the excuse David Arquette said as far as their blow up on Friday night on the street in L.A. was, we were just two exhausted parents, and she's still breastfeeding, but everything's fine. We're happy and we're in love.
Mm. All right. Maybe you're right. Maybe she just moved out to California. I'm going to find somebody. All right. It's only David Arquette, but he's
an Arquette.
And they're not even married.
No, engaged.
I don't know how you take that chance of having a kid and hoping everything's going to work out. Why not get married for a while, see if you can stand each other?
Yeah, I don't know. I finally realized what it was, the vibe that I got from her when she did her piece on you back from Channel 21 years back. She was just snotty.
To you guys? She was never snotty to me.
No. She was polite to all of us. The vibe I got was snotty.
L.A. bound.
I truly felt that's like, this is someone, you know, she wants to be famous. That's the way to go.
And if you're the entertainment reporter, my guess would be anybody that does that, that's where they want to end up is Los Angeles.
Yeah. And it may not have been a fair, assessment on my part. That was just the vibe that I got.
Yeah, I never got that out of her. But then again, I knew she wasn't interested in me, so I never hit on her.
And she was using you for a story, so, she's going to be very favorable towards you.
Okay. What? David Arquette?
David Arquette?
She's prettier than... She could have done better than that.
David Arquette's not a bad-looking guy, though. I mean, it's just very odd because I remember seeing interviews that he did on The Tonight Show or Letterman. He was always just kind of odd and quirky. I thought the same thing when Courtney Cox and him got together.
I forgot about that.
Because when they got together, I thought, that seems like an odd couple, which is odd and honestly stupid on my part because I don't know either one of them. I have no idea. She might be, who knows? They might be perfect for each other.
Well, now how many celebs she went through before she got to David Arquette?
That's a good question. One thing that the two of them would have had in common was, or is, longevity in Hollywood. You know, because we're talking about her going all the way back to Family Ties. His whole family's been in the business.
Her?
Courtney Cox.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was back to Christina McLarty.
Oh, yeah. No, her, I don't know what to, no.
Okay. Well, I dated Crispin Glover for a while. That didn't work out.
Who did?
I'm being Christina McLarty.
Oh. Did she really?
Really? You think she dated George McFly?
I don't know.
That's just the first person I thought of when you said, yeah, David Arquette was kind of quirky.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Crispin Glover, you see him do any interviews, he's not home.
No.
And he wasn't in Back to the Future too, because he wanted more money, I think, than Michael J. Fox.
Damn.
And Zemeckis... I watched the making of.
Mm-hmm.
Said, because he's talking to, Zemeckis talking to the agent. Why didn't you go back and think about it? Give it a few weeks, and then come back, just before we dismiss you.
Mm-hmm.
Still wanted more money. They went, all right. We'll just dress somebody up like him, hang him upside down. Nobody could tell.
Nope. I certainly couldn't.
Yeah, I had no clue he wasn't in any of them after the first one.
I know. It was one of those, I think, it was years later, someone said, or it was like a list in a newspaper or something that said, oh, little things you may not have known about favorite movies. And that was one of them. I thought, he was in it. I saw him. And then you go back and look at the credits. You're like, he was not in it. That is some other guy. You're right. Upside down. And he really, it's if you're trying to hold, you know, their feet over the fire of the studio and get more money, maybe the best storyline not to go about that is one where they can completely remove you from history. It's a time travel movie. Your character.
You're right. That's dicked up. It's time travel. They can go back and erase you, take you out of the script in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The character could still be in the movie, but it could be the age older or younger.
Well, that's what they did. He was
right.
Older in Back to the Future too.
Which is just exactly what they did.
Okay. Ready to start news?
Sure.
Unless you got something else you want to get to?
No, we're good.
Got another text from Jacob, our web guy. Is that what you were holding up, that note?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your hourly reminder to jack up the website.
Let's see. Server. Where is it? Server's still cooking along. Then another text from him. Would be faster if you just went into the server room and tripped over the power cord.
That turd. Wow. Man, he brings it with the trash talk.
What if I should, during this next break, put something on Twitter? Hey, I need to crash our server. Here's the domain, russmartin.com.
Sure.
Good idea.
Yeah, that'll do it.
How many followers do I have?
Last I saw, you were like 11, almost 12,000. Let me take a quick look here.
That's pretty good for never tweeting.
Wait, that's not right.
Every day I'll get an email, hey, you have new followers on Twitter. What are they looking at?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. You were at 12,800 followers, and your last tweet was July 29th. Oh, that's just jacked up.
What?
Your last tweet on July 29th? It's really me. Check mark, please.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. But it got 218 favorites and 123 retweets.
Oh, I know what it was. You were trying to get certified. If you have a little check mark on your Twitter account, it means you're certified.
Oh, no, verified. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Why does that piss you off?
It doesn't piss me off. It's just, okay, it does a little bit. But it's just so odd. It's like you put something on there that is really nothing. And you have 218 favorites. It's just weird.
Maybe they value every tweet since they very seldom come along.
Maybe. That's
what I would do. I would cherish each one.
Mm-hmm. Elsa Ramon follows you.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she at?
No. Actually, I think she's at CBS in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
The Queen of the Chickens?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually started following her just a couple of months ago, and she was posting something about getting her CBS badge, I think. A photo of it.
Oh. She was did Middays on Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CBS L.A., that's where she is.
Her husband was a douche. She always made him carry around their kid in a papoose.
I think she's with a different guy now.
Oh, yeah, I think her husband lost his mind. Started accusing her of screwing everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that relationship went downhill real fast. And we know that because everyone in the media in DFW saw it.
Yeah, because
we all got emailed on it.
He copied everybody in broadcasting in North Texas. You really want to know about Elsa? Not really, but I'll read it.
It was a hell of an email. Whew.
I don't know what he hoped to accomplish.
Clearly he was upset by something. My guess is that she told him, "I'm leaving your crazy ass," and to which he responded by hacking into her email and emailing every contact she had and making stuff up about her.
This will get her back.
Yeah, something like that. If they weren't divorced yet, that wouldn't have helped in the proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even say, what do they call it, irreconcilable differences.
Right.
What's the reason for the divorce? This guy is bat crazy.
All right, that's at the bottom of the list. Just check that right there.
Other. Bat crazy. Four 19, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, October 23rd, 2014. Birthdays today. The daughter of Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin, also known as the rude, thoughtless little pig, Ireland Baldwin, turns 19. Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, is 30 today. Ryan Reynolds, who played the Green Lantern, Van Wilder, and many other movies, he turns 38 today. Porn star Jasmine St. Clair is 42. Most famous for being in the world's biggest gangbang 2, where she had sex with 350 guys in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird Al, he turns 55. Also turning 55 is director Sam Raimi. Nancy Grace, Dwight Yoakam turns 58. Pele, 74. And Chichi Rodriguez turns 79. The 23-year-old Maryland man who climbed over the White House fence Wednesday night has been charged with felonies for assaulting two police dogs and making threats. That's according to the Secret Service.
I missed that. A second jumper?
Yes, this happened last night.
Okay. I don't know about this one.
Yeah. Dominic Adesanya of Bel Air, Maryland, was in the custody of U.S. Marshals Service for previous outstanding warrants. He also has been charged with four misdemeanor counts of resisting arrest and unlawful entry. This is not his first arrest at the executive mansion. Records show he was also charged with unlawful entry at the White House complex in late July. A court document says he told an officer that a security barrier he jumped over was easy and that the next fence to the south grounds of the White House would not be a problem as well. That was before. He also claimed a banking family that he said owned the Federal Reserve Bank was targeting him and said he wanted cameras that had been placed in his home removed. So anyway, Wednesday night, after climbing over the fence, he was swiftly apprehended on the North Lawn on Pennsylvania Avenue by uniformed Secret Service agents and their dogs. Video of the incident.
They catch him pretty quick?
Oh, it was quick. So much so that they actually the incident was recorded by local TV news cameras. And at one point, you see the man lift his shirt as if to show that he is unarmed. Then he's seen kicking and punching the two Secret Service dogs.
That's going to be a federal offense.
Yes, it is.
Not just officers.
Mm-mm.
Federal officers.
Yup. Federal bite you in the nuts officers.
Did the dogs take him down?
Oh, yeah. They got him. Oh, look, this man punched me.
At least you didn't make the num-num noise.
Well, that was coming. So anyway, the man was apprehended. Leary, the Secret Service spokesman, said Hurricane and Jordan, were treated by a veterinarian for minor bruising and cleared to return to duty.
The two dogs eat an ass. I would have given them.
That actually would be an awesome attack command. Hurricane, eat ass.
I would give him. Hurricane, I guess, is all right.
But the other one's named Jordan. I guess, I don't know. I've heard some with just kind of cool names, others more exotic names, but
I just like something more aggressive. Ass eater. Ass eater kill.
The incident came about a month after a previous White House fence jumper carrying a knife sprinted across the same lawn and into the East Room before being taken into custody.
What were news crews doing there?
It's in front of the White House. That's almost a constant presence on Pennsylvania Avenue because they use the White House as a backdrop for stand-ups.
White House fence. Let's see what I got. White House fence jumper has mental problems.
Ooh, they're good.
Well, this is a quote from his guy's dad.
Yeah.
Man who jumped the White House fence Wednesday night suffers from mental health problems and has been arrested in a previous White House security breach, according to his father. Dominic, how'd you say it? Adesanya?
Yeah, that's how I went with it.
23 of Bel Air, barely made it onto the lawn before he was subdued as he fought off two police dogs. A Secret Service spokesman said, dog got him. That's a direct quote.
I'm sorry, why'd they get me? I don't expect that much brevity out of the Secret Service. I don't know why. I expect it out of, you know, Captain Howard.
So can you tell us, what's he got over the fence? What happened? Dog got him.
The first thing I thought of when I saw the news about this morning, yeah. I was surprised that they let him live. Because based on the scrutiny that the Secret Service was under after the last one a month ago, and their former director taking heat from Congress about not killing the previous guy pretty much on site, I'm surprised they didn't drop this guy. And for me, if I'm the Secret Service agent, as soon as you throw one punch at my canine partner, I'm turning you off.
You're going to have the same rules as normal police officers. There's got to be...
If I see a man hitting... If we're police partners.
If somebody's hitting my dog, I'm going to shoot him.
Right.
But I'm also going to go before the grand jury and probably end up going to trial.
Probably. But again...
I think they still have to have a justification before they take somebody out.
They do, but... When thinking about when an officer is in danger and they shoot someone to eliminate the threat, it is possible to kill someone with your bare hands.
I suppose. My guess is the dogs had it under control. They just got kicked and hit a couple of times before they ate.
I know. And you know what? Actually, maybe that was part of the Secret Service plan. They thought, you know what? I could have killed this guy, but I figured we'd let eat an ass have a treat.
His father said, whatever the guy's name is.
Adesanya.
Said his son had been experiencing... Did you read this?
Not that, no.
Okay. Said his son had been experiencing a downward mental health spiral after he was prohibited from trying out for a college football team at Stevenson University in Westminster, Maryland. Sorry, I'm not good with abbreviations.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to your... AP abbreviation stuff.
Well, it said Westminster MD. Well, let's see, that's probably, that can't be Minnesota.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to be Montana.
Not even close.
He dropped out of school in November. Doctors had diagnosed him with paranoia and schizophrenia and had prescribed antidepressants and other drugs. But his father says he refused to fill the order. He doesn't under, he just goes on and explains his dad saying how he's just, he ain't home.
Mm-hmm.
Before officers moved in, Adesanya kicked a canine unit dog and punched another one. The two dogs, Hurricane and Jordan, were treated by a vet for injuries suffered by the incident. Both dogs were cleared for continued duty. Elaborate video shows entire security breach at the White House. That'll link.
I bet that's going to show the animation recreation of the guy from a month ago.
I don't like that. Second time, Secret Service used its Twitter account later Thursday to show pictures of the two dogs involved in the incident, ready to return to work. I think I was still would have had pieces of Adesanya hanging out of the dog's mouth. Let him keep it as a souvenir. Couldn't they reattach that? Good. Not now. Mm-hmm. I just got another text.
More from Jacob?
Yep. It says... Our web server ain't a guitar. You can't f*** it up that easy.
Wow. Jeez. Damn.
Oh, man.
He said you had over 3,000 viewers on the video stream yesterday, only 1,000 a day. You ain't doing something right.
Damn. Wow.
Okay. Okay, I'm good. We need a break. I'll just tweet it. Say, hey, I need this server shut down.
Yes.
Sick 'em.
That's all you need.
Okay, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Cook's Lane. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back to Cooper Street. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at East Loop, A-20. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Green Oaks. Into Richardson, southbound 75, just before Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Arapahoe. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Cockrell Hill. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from Sylvan Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight's low 60 degrees. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A high in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 79. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yeah, I made it quick. I sent the tweet during the break. I just said I'm trying to crash the Clear Channel web server. Go to RussMartin.com. I didn't put the W's in there. Will that still work as a hyperlink?
Yeah, you're fine. It still shows up.
Go to RussMartin.com. Over and over, please. Tell your friends.
Yeah, it works. I just clicked on it.
All right. I had no idea it was almost up to 13,000 followers.
Yep.
I probably should do something.
Technically, you just did.
Well, I gave him something to do.
Right. Which is more than most people on Twitter. Usually it's more complaining or unnecessary information.
Are there their observation for the day?
Yeah.
Or it's going to be cold tonight. I'm going to make chili. Hope you drowned in it.
I forgot that I liked pickles.
Pickles are so tasty. I hope you choke on that one too after you drown in the chili.
Yeah, a lot of people use it as just like a random thought engine.
Like the Larry King thing that he tweeted a couple of nights ago.
Right. Which would be fine, I guess, if there was someone on Twitter that it was just at random thoughts, then okay, fine. But yeah,
I'm waiting for somebody for our first cold snap where they tweet or post something on Facebook about, hey, I'm going to make chili tonight, because that's what I'm going to respond with. Hope you drowned in it.
The fall ones have already started.
Let's say what?
So excited for fall. Oh, my God. Sweater wetter. Oh, my God. Pumpkin spice latte.
Who is excited about pumpkin spice latte?
Girls.
Oh, God.
You know, you can have that the rest of the year. It doesn't have to be fall.
Some like the coffee places, they only bring it around.
You can make it yourself.
For half the year.
What is it like, the McRib?
It really is. For girls, it's the McRib.
But it's more pervasive now, because pumpkin spice, pumpkin anything is just, as soon as it, like September, mid-September hits, then it's everything pumpkin. You want pumpkin in your bagel? They got that. Pumpkin schmear? They have that. Pumpkin coffee? All over the place. Cake?
What's a pumpkin schmear?
The spread you put on your bagel.
Oh. Thought that was a vaginal disease or a test.
Maybe it doubles. I don't.
All right. Go ahead.
A mother is behind bars accused of beating her 12-year-old daughter with a belt and her hands outside the girl's school. The family had no comment, but the girl told police this is not the first time. The girl told police that her mother picked her up from Bishop Dunn Catholic School in Oak Cliff on Tuesday afternoon. She said the two then started arguing and the words turned to slaps. She ran back inside the school where school employees called 911. The mother, Shanetta Robinson, said the reason she was angry with her daughter was because she missed her tutoring appointment. The girl told investigators that when she got into her mother's car, she noticed a belt. Then Shanetta allegedly began to hit the girl with the leather portion of the belt, causing pain, and explained her reason. The girl said her mother also pulled her hair and hit her with an open hand many times, telling her that she was grounded and that she cannot use her cell phone, play sports, or go outside.
Why not just do those things instead of beating her? It's like it was a double whammy. Normally you take things away from kids instead of corporal punishment.
Right.
This chick, and you know you can't hit your kid out in public. Even if it's just a SWAT, somebody's going to say something.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this was just more than a SWAT because they arrested her.
Yes, and paramedics treated the girl. They said, according to the police report, she had a cut on her right temple and her left and right eye showed blood clots. It took Shanetta 40 minutes to return to the school to talk to the officers. She said she was tired of dealing with the girl. The girl's been placed with her aunt and is not in the custody of CPS. In her police interview, the girl told investigators her mom had hit her in the past, causing her nose to bleed, and had taken all her furniture out of her bedroom and made her sleep on the floor as punishment. Shanetta has been charged with injury to a child and is waiting a bond hearing.
I believe I'd be calling my mom every day in jail.
I didn't go to my tutoring visit today.
They spoke with another mom who has a child that goes to the school, and they said, I know this all looks really bad, but I mean, this is important that we wait and try to figure out and hear the whole story. There's two sides.
There always is, but if you see somebody beating a person, that's most of the story.
Right.
There's nothing that kid could have done that warranted being beaten that badly. You're out. Is she still behind bars?
Yeah, she's still waiting the bond hearing.
Yeah, I'd go visit her in jail. Talk to her through the glass. Pick up the phone.
I didn't even go to school today.
Hang up and leave.
Yeah. All right, good.
Okay. The future of TLC's hit reality series Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is up in the air after a report surfaced that June Shannon, also known as Mama June, is dating a convicted sex offender who served time for child molestation. TMZ reports that Shannon has rekindled her romance.
I thought that the boo-boo woman, or whatever her name is, was married.
She and Sugar Bear broke up.
When did that happen?
Early in September. TMZ reports that Shannon's rekindled her romance with Mark McDaniel, who reportedly went to jail for molesting a child in Mama June's family when they were dating years earlier. The alleged relationship has left the future of the series in limbo. The show follows Shannon's 9-year-old daughter, Honey Boo Boo, real name Atlanta. But TLC,
everybody in that family has nicknames?
Yes.
I've never watched. Have you?
I can't.
You've watched part of it?
No, I've seen just like brief clips online, and there's no way I could subject myself to an entire episode.
Don't sometimes, I know I've seen clips on YouTube, sometimes they have to put up closed captioning?
Yes.
Because you don't know what they're saying?
I believe so, yeah. A rep for the network said, TLC is not in production on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. We are very concerned about this new information and are reassessing the future of the series.
And it's on what?
TLC.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, once it...
What am I supposed to extrapolate from that as far as learning?
About others?
What not to be?
Yeah.
I go to Walmart and see this in real life.
No kidding. Yeah, because this show came about because TLC had the show, was it Pageant Moms? So they were following the moms with the young pageant girls, like 5, 6, 7 years old. And this girl, Honey Boo Boo, stood out, and they decided to have their own spinoff.
How long has this thing been on?
It's been a few years.
I don't get this either.
See, it's
like, it seems like the older I get, the more things I don't understand. And you'd think it would be in reverse.
It's supposed to be. And it's, and the things that you don't understand, it's not like it's technology. It's not like someone hands you an iPhone and you're like one of the monkeys from 2001 and you're just banging it on the ground. You know how to operate it. It's people that have gotten worse.
And they've... Does it say in the story what they average? What rating? How many people? Whatever that watch this. Here comes whatever they call the show.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. No, it doesn't mention. But I mean, it's a show that's been successful enough. It's been around for a few years. People will post online saying, "Oh, okay, I can't wait. New Honey Boo Boo." I don't know. But it's weird because I feel like I'm kind of uppity when it comes to some of the reality programming. It's like, ooh, you watch that? Ugh. But then again, I'm over here on Monday nights watching The Bachelor, so I'm not that much better.
You're watching The Bachelor. Is that back on?
No, that's not going to come back on until, I think, January.
Oh. Well, you're watching The Bachelor because you like to watch chicks lose it.
That is true.
And that's a perfect place to go.
It really is, man. I don't know what it is. I love seeing a catty bitch fight. No, I want him. No, I want him. He's mine. Bitch, he's 13 other chicks right now. I don't know why you think you get some sort of...
dispensation.
Yeah.
You've known him for 3 weeks.
He was my soulmate.
You're a whore. You latch on to somebody that quickly, something's not cooking here.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
So, I mean, it's weird. I think I'm being hypocritical. Like, if you watch Honey Boo Boo and you're excited about it and it's your show, then, yeah, I judge you negatively. Same thing if you watch Kardashian crap. The real Hollywood housewives shows.
There was something, I think it was Kim Kardashian in the news today about, what'd they name that kid?
North.
Southwest, North?
North. Yeah, when I saw this, I thought, you should be happy I walked in the studio today with my head attached. Because after I saw this story, I thought I was going to fall off.
She wants her daughter to learn to make it on her own? Was it something like that?
Yeah. She wants her to work for what she has.
Damn it.
Kim Kardashian seems to have it all. $65 million in the bank, a string of reality shows, Kanye West, a mobile game about fame whoring, and fashion. It's an impressive empire. But she also, the reason why she's here, she videotaped her earliest work that we're all aware of. So she's recently told friends, I wonder what North's first job is going to be. And they were like, what? She's going to have a job? And I was like, are you kidding me? Of course she is. She'll have to work for what she wants. When asked what North, who's 16 months old right now, might do when she grows up, Kim said, I don't know. She loves fashion. Maybe she'll be a designer. Who knows? It's too early to tell. Here you have a woman.
Well, I'm trying to decide, is this stupidity? Don't say it's both, because it's got to be one or the other.
Mm.
Or is it ego? Because we know with Kanye, it's ego.
Right.
I'm just wondering if this kid is going to get hit from both sides with a really egotistical family, or you got one that thinks, well, things just come along, which is ignorance.
Right.
She's going to have to learn to make it like I did on my own. And I don't know why I'm talking like this, because I have no idea what Kim Kardashian sounds like.
That's not that far off. And you're right. That's it. And this is what she's saying. She's like, well, I had to work for what I have.
Okay. Do you know how many people I had to get this much money?
And you know what? Technically, she would be correct. So I really shouldn't slight her on that. However,
she got money off the sex tape with her and was it, hang on, Lazy?
No.
Am I close?
Not really.
Laser?
Mm-mm.
J something?
There is a J.
J. Is that part of the word or is it the first letter?
That's the last letter.
Oh. DJ? RJ?
You're really close.
RJJ? I'm out.
Ray J.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, you were close. So that
she got money from that.
Yeah, it was like, what was it? Alfie was like $5 million or something?
About that, yeah.
And they're still, both of them are still getting royalty checks on that.
Was it a well-shot video?
No, they shot it themselves.
Because it's like the Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, that was poor quality. I don't know if they got any money off that.
I think Kim and Ray J's was better.
Production. Well, at least Tommy Lee and Pam shot it outside, so it was lit.
That's true.
Like, I really want to see Tommy Lee's was this like a bedroom video?
Yeah.
Soft lighting?
Yeah.
Which means it was grainy.
It was a little grainy. It was yellowish as well, just I guess from candles or something in there. I don't know. I've only seen a couple of clips of it, but yeah. Because what I was going to say,
I don't understand how you make any money off that.
Because she was
you get all the porn you want for free.
She was a pseudo celeb, and the celebrity stuff still sells.
And she released it around a time just before, just on the cusp of free porn everywhere.
How long has this thing been out?
It came out, I want to say, in 2004, 2005, maybe.
I didn't know that. Okay. All I know is now that I got real broadband at the house, I'm finding new sites.
Mm-hmm.
It's a treasure hunt every day. I'm a porn pirate. Is that the whole story about she wants her kid to make it on her own?
Right. Which is just...
Well, it's in theory, if they could do that, that's good. Yeah. I don't see Kanye letting it happen.
Well, the other part is I don't understand. Like, Kanye would have a better grasp on how to do that than she would, because
he wasn't handed anything.
No. And it was him and his mom as far as raising him. Whereas with her, she got dad's money plus whatever she got after dad died. Then mom marries Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner's money helping take care of all that. Plus then she screws Ray J. They sell and make money on the tape. And then they take that and the whole family rides Kim and her pussmobile, and they take that to Fame Town, and all of a sudden, they're fashion designers because they have a little store in L.A.
I'm Puss Woman.
And I love how women will say, like, oh, I'm a fashion designer. No, you're not. Some 8-year-old in China made that shoe, and then someone bought it.
I designed it.
Really, did you?
Yes.
Or did someone say, here's a shoe, put your name on it? Okay, I'll do that. I'm a fashion designer. Oh, my God, look at my new shoes. Or... You know what? I bet you money. If she drew a picture of a designer shoe, it looked like an isosceles triangle.
Miss Kardashian, we don't think we can get a foot in that.
No, it's well, fine. Then
they'll have to cut off part of their feet if they want to wear this.
That'll be special. It's my new Kim wedge. Alfie got that.
I forget. Why do you hate this family so much?
Because of her.
Just Kim.
No, most of them.
Well, I know that you called, is it Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you called her a whore when she was doing middays here on one of our stations.
True, but she was, like we've established, she was more the whore egret because Kim's the main whore and all the other ones have just ridden Kim's back.
I know that feeling.
I know you do.
No offense to you guys.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
Looks good on you.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never done anything to you. Why do you hate? I hear the name Kardashian. I just ignore it. For whatever reason, it's like a personal affront for some reason.
Well, that's not so much personal, but I just see it as they think they're hot S. They think they're special. They think they're wonderful. They think they've got some sort of contribution to society other than a TV show.
Following their lives,
which is honestly based on stupidity. They have added nothing to the human experience other than to be mocked. The difference is they found a way to make some money at it. And really, it was Ryan Seacrest that found a way to say, hey, these people seem interesting. I'd like to laugh at them on a weekly basis. I'll put them on E. They seem really stupid. People will watch this.
You know, I know what the answer is going to be. I have to ask it anyway. You don't think people in reality shows realize they're being mocked as opposed to people really want to see about my life?
No. And the perfect example for that is Courtney Kerr here in town.
Who was that?
She was one of the ones who was on the most douchiest Dallas.
As well as the broadcast on 47.
Well, hang on. I didn't get it. When was douchey Dallas on?
Go ahead, Alfie. Sorry.
It was the one that Tara Harper, formerly A Pause in the City, was on.
I thought that was called something else.
It was Most Eligible Dallas, I think.
All right, you threw me off. I thought there was really a douchey Dallas show on.
That was just what most of us called it.
Everybody has vinegar and water pouches. What's her name? Kerr?
Courtney Kerr.
You don't like her?
No, she's to me what Dan is to the Kardashians, I am to Courtney Kerr. Courtney Kerr has this sort of self-inflated sense of ego about her that is based in nothing. She was made fun of on this show repeatedly.
On the Dallas Most Eligible, exactly. Or whatever it was.
And the whatever spinoff she had of her own. But she sort of takes it as, oh, people want to hear about me. People want to know. People want to hear my fashion experiences and what I think about style and things like that. And no, they're just making fun of you because you're a moron.
Do you hate her because she caught you in the front yard? All right, who is that? 307. I'm interested. I must take it.
All right.
Hello. I didn't order life. Okay, who ordered life alert for me? Who did it? That was a confirmation call. It said, this is a confirmation call saying your free life alert is on the way. Who ordered it?
I don't know.
Dan, you and me need to visit.
No, we don't. No.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
502, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Not a whole lot going on, only a few real accidents. We'll start off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right at Cook's Lane. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Cooper Lamar. In Arlington, northbound 360 right at Division, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Pioneer Parkway. Enter Richardson, southbound 75 right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot at front row tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell this weekend at the AAC. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Purolator Filters 60. For the overnight low, tomorrow we'll have lots of sunshine and a high in the mid-80s. Right now it's 79 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know. Let me look. Now, last text from Jacob was, last couple would be faster if you went to the server room and tripped over the power cord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the server, still running nice and cool. Nothing since I posted the thing on Twitter, so I'm trying to shut down the Clear Channel server.
All right.
Let me look at the Twitter thingy.
Yeah, I was going to do the same and see if I can see how much, any action you're getting.
Twitter.
And you got 55 retweets. That's pretty good for half an hour.
Well, I'm guessing my website's still up. I got to be the only guy with a domain that's trying to get denial of service.
Yep. You are.
Well, again, what do I lose if the website gets locked up? Because RussMartin.com forwards to the Clear Channel servers.
Mm-hmm.
I do that to try and help them with their... Because obviously Jacob's got to report to corporate on how many hits the Eagle domain, whatever. Eagle Edge, now, then, Kiss, Zips, 1190.
Was and were.
I was about to make a point. I got lost.
He's got to enter the corporate on hits.
Right. So just by forwarding RussMartin.com to the Clear Channel server, or iHeart. He gets credit for it, but he don't get credit if we lock up the server. How can you tell I got, 59 retweets. Somebody said, you want a DDoS attack? Yes, Jake, I do. That's denial of service, right?
That is.
Yeah. Says, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this, boss. I pinged your domain, and they're hosted on Akamai servers.
Akamai, it's just a web server company.
Oh. Is that big?
They're probably one of the biggest.
Oh.
In order to do this, are we going to have to contact someone with Anonymous?
We don't.
I don't want to. I want hits enough to stop the server.
Yeah, you,
I want
you
to
don't.
Do it legitimately. Right. I want somebody to hack the website.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, boss, we're going to crash this bitch. Okay.
People should know they should be clicking around because just loading the page once doesn't do much. You got to constantly be asking for new pages. So click on stories, things like that.
Okay, now it sounds like we're just fishing for page views.
Yeah, I don't want any page views. I just want to crash the server.
Then just reload the mother again and again.
Oh, well, that's what I said in the original tweet. I'm trying to crash the Clear Channel web server. Go to RussMartin.com. Over and over, please. Tell your friends. Okay.
She's holding strong.
Still up?
Still up.
Alfie, how do you know about that Akamai whatever server?
They've been around for years. They, I think they helped out Facebook when Facebook first got started.
So Clear Channel outsources their servers?
Yeah, most people do, though. Most big companies.
Well, we're not most big companies. We're the Borg.
Yeah.
They may own part of it.
The Borg?
Well, Clear Channel.
My money is they own part of the Borg. I mean, what better thing to put on your display case?
Yeah.
We're Clear Channel. Look what we bought. Yeah, run around. Resistance is futile. We're Clear Channel. We're iHeart. We had a hostile takeover of the Borg. Bought them out.
That would be pretty impressive at the next board meeting. So, good news.
We've added iHeart. We're changing our name to iHeart Media. We purchased a few small radio stations in Duluth, and we bought the Borg.
How much of it? All of it?
Now, it'll operate as its own division. Our CEO for the Borg portion of Clear Channel would be Locutus, and he'll run all of that. And he'll oversee assimilation.
Mm-hmm.
And really, Clear Channel, dandy company. And who is it that likes us? The chief financial officer?
Yes.
The guy that I want to have butt sex with?
Yes, Steve McCree.
Yes, McCree.
I got an email about him this week.
What?
Well, at first I was worried.
Are they mad?
Like, no, it's not. It was actually good for McCree. It was weird because it was an email.
He loves us. He's in New York. So if it's good for him, it's good for us.
Exactly. I think it said something about his role expanding within iHeartMedia. But at first I was worried because it was sent from one of our top executives.
That Pitbull?
It might have been from Pitbull, yes.
What's his name?
Pittman, Bob Pittman.
Yeah. I don't think he listens to us. I don't care.
Okay.
It's the...
Steve McCree.
Yeah, Steve McCree, that I want to get some.
And it was his name that was used in the subject. So, and usually when that happens, that means someone's gone. But in this case, no. He's like, good news. Our CFO, Steve McCree, his role expanded, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ooh, that's good for us.
Yeah, because Kelly Kibler sent an email about a month ago. Said we were having a meeting in New York at corporate and... Steve McCree loves you guys. I sent back and went, you mean the station? She goes, nope, just you guys. Listens on iHeart every day. Let's see. So New York is 2 hours that way. I just pointed because I can't do the math.
I know. You're pretending to look at a
map. It's like, wouldn't it be 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock there?
It's 1 hour that way.
Just 1 hour?
Yeah.
Regardless. But he still listens to us whenever he comes or goes from whatever fantastic job he's doing.
He is. He's doing a fantastic job.
He must be if he got a raise.
Yeah.
Or a promotion.
I don't know if he got a raise or anything, but at the very least, an expanded role.
Sometimes that's not good if you don't get money to go with it.
That's not how companies work these days.
Yeah, I know. They tried it on me. Okay. Alfie, what's line 2?
He's calling about taking down the Clear Channel website.
Yes, Adam.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Nope.
So, more than likely, you're not going to be breaking down your server by having people go to it. I'm a security operator. I work for a big company. And if you're using Akamai web hosting, then you're also probably being protected by Prolexic.
By what?
And Prolexic, it's just another company that monitors basically data flow.
Okay.
And what that means...
So what do they do? If there's a big influx all at once, they kind of funnel it in so only so many people can get through?
Well, they'll funnel all of that from that certain IP or mini IP. And what they'll do is they'll eat most of that stuff you're trying to hit the website with.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you help me out with this?
I am unable to unless you just want to go pull a plug on your server.
No, I'm trying to...
We're trying to do it an honorable way.
Well, the whole thing started with... damn it, did I throw this thing away? With Jacob, our director of online programming.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not it. What the hell was that?
You sounded so confident. That or it was a check from Jeffrey D. Slachter.
Yeah, I guess I threw it away. It was all the different jocks here at all the stations at check the trash, because normally that's where that stuff go. All the jocks at the Clear Channel, how many page views each one of them had on each station's website.
Right.
I think our show was around 16,000. Billy the Kid was around 20,000. Cruise, Nights Unkissed was close to that. And then Jesse, who does Afternoons at the Edge, was 164,000 and some change. And Jacob's going, you know you're getting beat by people with lower ratings. Well, I don't care. Another text from Jacob.
What
Alfie, how do you say the name of the server?
Akamai.
Yeah. He just texted, "Don't you suck a big Akamai d-?" So this company that we use for, I'll just call it hosting, they've got firewalls or preventive measures in that prevent the denial of service?
Exactly.
Well, that's not fair. I didn't know all this before it started. I thought we just had some kind of normal server here at Clear Channel.
Yeah, we didn't. We had no idea that this server was basically Skynet.
I wonder if we own part of Akamai. You know we do. If we bought the Borg.
I'm willing to bet at the very least we own a share.
That is the pinnacle of just being a dick. It's a hostile takeover of the Borg. And Clear Channel hates that perception. They don't like any reference to being absorbed to the Borg or assimilation.
Why? It's the history.
Well, yeah, you buy everything that you see that you want. That's kind of Borgish.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, no insult to the company, but it's like you buy stuff just because you don't want somebody else to have it.
And you know what? That's okay.
And it's even more Borg-like than I originally thought because, you know, Clear Channel's going around, they're looking at stuff, and if it's not a company or a radio station that poses any threat, they walk past it and ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a company that poses a threat, now you're targeted. And that's the way the Borg rolls.
Yeah, I think at a certain point they should just embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Call a company iBorg or Borg Channel or something like that. And I'm sure probably people in corporate laugh at the same thing.
I would hope so.
Well, when you got enough money to continue buying things.
Mm-hmm.
Did we own iHeart before, or did somebody else own it and we just took it from them?
No, we had it. It was started under Clear Channel as sort of a separate company, but underneath the Clear Channel umbrella.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Wish there was a way to see how many hits we had to the website. I really hate to give up.
Can he not give
at
you
least
that?
At least a glitch in the server for a second. Just
right.
something that shows if I really wanted to push this, I could lock this bitch up. Yeah. I don't like failing at something like this, because normally you tell the listeners to do something, and if it's underhanded, they're with you, Jack.
Yes. Yeah, right now this website is going strong. It's taken everything.
I feel like I'm on the Enterprise fighting the Borg.
You have to find a way to fight it from within.
Never give up. Never surrender. Sorry, I had to do that.
Yeah, the
Galaxy fist, Quest pose.
Yeah, the fist on the hips.
By Grapthar's hammer. All right. Go to the website, try and lock it up, or don't. I don't care anymore.
This isn't really news-related. I mean, it's kind of... BuzzFeed, they're really known for lists and things, but they actually did a huge online poll about everyone's pooping habits. I managed to go through part of it. And this helps us as far as our sit-stand conspiracies.
It's not a conspiracy. Some people sit to wipe. Some people stand to wipe. I've never heard of... It's just odd that the isolation that exists with the sitting or standing up until, I don't know, 10 years ago. When somebody called us back at CBS, hey, guys are making fun of me because I, it was either... Sit, we'll just say sit to wipe.
Right.
I didn't know there was another way to do it. I always stood. Yeah. I don't even know where I learned it. It's not like my mom goes, hey, stand up when you wipe your ass. And we decided all of us are standers, right?
Yeah.
Alfie?
Yep.
Okay. And I never knew that there was any type of division between wipe, stand, sit, stand.
Yeah. And it's weird because the people that sit, well, both sides don't understand the other at all. Yeah. So, like, when a sit person hears that we stand, they think we're standing up and cheeks smushed together, standing straight up, and then it's like, no, it's not. That's not how it is.
We keep our cheeks apart. You grab one cheek, the other hand's got the toilet paper. It's not like you just stand up and make a nana sandwich.
Right. No, you come up off the toilet, but not necessarily stand straight up.
I don't know. There's something about the sitting thing. Forget the feminine aspect. It just doesn't seem to work.
Well, that, and I don't like the idea if you're sitting, that means your hands got to go in the bowl. That's just nasty. What if it was a big pile?
I always flush a couple of times before I even get to the wiping.
But see, even to do that, you would have to come up off the seat a little bit.
To flush?
Well, who knows? Maybe it don't flush all the way.
Mine always flushes.
I'm just saying, what if the water gets too high?
I drop a couple, I flush. I drop another couple, I flush. So that way I don't have to worry about clogging up the commode. Because I've done it before to where, you know, flush enough. And then it's like, okay, I'm about getting ready to clean up. I'll flush. So I ain't got to look at my business.
They actually mentioned that in this, too.
And then it backs up, and all of a sudden, your balls are hanging and you grunt water.
Oh, God.
So these are tips or what about commoding?
For commoding, they actually had 24 divisive commoding habits.
All right.
For ours that we were just talking about, do you sit or stand to wipe? What do you think the percentage is? The response on this, by the way, was like 355,000 votes.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be severely one-sided, so I'll say... 60% stand, 40% sit.
Not even close.
Is it?
It's 71% to 29%. The 71% are the sit people. 29% stand. I am floored by this.
Been in the minority in this for so long.
I don't know.
Yeah, is this some UK thing?
Hey, did chicks answer on this?
Yeah, I think it's an online poll. So.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Chicks are going to ruin the odds. It's got to be all guys. We all know that chicks sit to cleanse.
Yeah, that is true.
And I don't really see how that works, because you need to wipe front to back. You wipe back to front, you're going to catch something. Mm-hmm. It seems like chicks would be more apt to stand as well.
Yeah.
Unless you just went, when you're tidying up, you just kind of take the paper and go, boo. To me, the whole thing sounds... odd.
Yeah. Yeah, but even BuzzFeed said the poll was called Are Your Bathroom Habits Weird? It ran over the weekend. Over 300,000 readers voted on their habits for 24 questions. Yeah, 71% sit, 29% stand. I guess they had comments open on this as well, because they even mention on here, this debate seemed to rage quite fiercely, with people on each side being unable to even conceive of how the other side was possibly getting a clean hole.
It's like two different religions.
Yes, that's exactly what this is. While sitting is definitely the majority, the standers are not in as small a minority as I might have guessed.
That having the women on this poll ruins the numbers. It's severely skewed, because I think almost all women sit to when they're cleaning up.
You know, you're right, and that, I hadn't even thought of that angle as far as women skewing the results.
Line one, Alfie?
Yep.
Yes, Angus?
Hi, I have never... Sorry about that. I didn't mean to start so fast. But I have never in my entire life heard of standing, ever, while...
The what?
Yeah.
What about, let's say you were a man.
I am a man.
Yeah, his voice got deeper. Hey.
I have never heard. What about your male friends?
Have you asked them?
See, that this the study really is. It's not useless, but the women make this. They needed just to talk to guy. They should have divvied it up. Talk to guys about toilet habits.
Right.
Talk to women. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if any women opt to stand.
I would think there's got to be at least a couple. There's always
somebody that's going to screw it up.
Right.
All right, so what are the other
ones? Some other ones. Do you look at your poop before you flush?
I don't.
You're in the minority.
I can tell if it comes out and it feels good. I know.
Okay.
There's just some type of endorphins that are released when it's... Excuse me, a really good one.
82% take a look.
Nope.
18% no.
I know if something's wrong, because when you're wiping, if there's anything going on untoward, it'll be on the paper.
Yes, that makes sense.
I mean, really, what do you need to look for? Why do you need to look at it? You know when it's coming out, if it's firm or it's not, and if you're worried about blood on your bucket.
Jesus.
Blood on your chair. Then you're going to see it with the Charmin.
Right. This one was not related to the toilet, but it's in the bathroom. Do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
48% said yes.
Everybody pees in the shower. Nobody jumps out of the shower to get on the commode and piss.
31% said rarely, and then a full 20% said no. Which,
sometimes,
by the way,
I pee in the shower even if I don't need to pee. I just feel an obligation.
Okay, that's weird. But there have been...
Why would you get out? Sometimes I piss in the shower instead of the... I'm not even taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I pee in the shower, turn the water on for like a half second, and then go. That's a lot cheaper, and I'm conserving water.
Exactly. It is greener. It's better for the planet to pee in a shower.
Yeah, you go pee in the toilet, you're probably wasting 8-10 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so... how many people pee in the shower? 48%?
48% frequently,
mm-hmm.
31% rarely, and then 20% no. So, I mean, you're talking 80% that do it.
I still think chicks are screwing these numbers up.
Because if you're a guy, you pee in the shower.
Really? Alfie, with the phones?
They are all about pooping. 1 and 5 are both women who stand.
I knew it.
Yes, Kayla?
Hey. I'm so excited. Well, I just wanted to say,
let me ask you. Is this your first time calling a talk show?
Yes, it is.
And you picked this topic?
Yeah, actually, I know.
So, what is your position on wiping your anus?
I stand. I think it's a lot cleaner to stand. You kind of, you know, get to cover all bases.
This is odd to anybody but me.
No, it's odd to all of us. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of us sit, so we'll just have to agree to disagree. Thanks, sweetie.
I'm so excited.
She was. It was like, it's my first time. Oh, I get to talk about What did I call?
I just wonder how long she's been listening, and she's like, ooh, finally my topic. I've been waiting for this for years.
Okay, you've practiced this for years. Tell yourself, Kayla, you can do this.
Hi!
I got through.
I get to talk about...
I want standing up!
Like it's some badge you wear with honor. Mm-hmm. I'm a stander. Do I want to take any more of these? I think we kind of peaked with Kayla.
We might have. If anything, maybe Caitlin line one.
Yes. Is that a chick?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, Caitlin?
I'm a female stander.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have your own support group?
No, actually, I've talked about it with like two other friends, and because of your show, and we don't understand how women can sit and be clean. We don't.
All right. Let me ask you something, without being too graphic.
Okay.
Have you ever sit and tidied up? You ever wipe? You ever wipe sitting down?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering how you would even do that, because really you have to go front to back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't get how you get enough friction or
leverage too.
Traction to get everything nice and tidy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to help you there, because I totally agree. I have no idea how that would work.
Do all your other female friends stand?
The two or three that I've talked to, yes. It's kind of a squat, you know?
Right.
If you don't want to completely stand up, that would be gross, too.
Well, when you stand up, you hold one of the cheeks so they don't slap together.
See, but you don't want to touch the cheek either.
Well, it's like, how big are your craps?
No, I mean, like, with any form of wiping for females, any form of wiping.
I can't talk to you anymore about this.
Did it come out like a tail? What is it?
Like, wow, they're quite explosive. And then afterwards, you know, my ass looks like a Yosemite Sam musket. And then I just sit there when I'm wiping going, dagnabbit. All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
538. Another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Al Picoy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Only a few actual accidents, though, going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Mockingbird. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound 183 on the service road right at Mockingbird. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Loop Walton Walker. Everyone driving on the main lanes is a bunch of idiots. They're staring at it. You have you slowed down there as well. And they do. Southbound 7. Sorry. It reaches southbound 75 right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from the bush. I'm sorry. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
And that hit at just the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I almost swore. Eagle weather brought to you by PetSmart. Tonight, 60 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny. A high of 86. Right now, 79 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party. Don't stop. Move your body. Rock this party. Dance everybody.
All right. Hold on to that for a second. Alvy, this line two is still about the commode thing.
Yes, we've had a lot of his type call.
Yes, Nicholas.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you guys were pretty black and white about the standing and the sitting. What about the leaners?
We kind of look at you guys like Sweden, Switzerland, or agnostics. I can't really decide.
Well, yeah. See, I mean, that clears up the whole hand in the bowl thing you guys were talking about. So,
leaner. I think Everett. I think Everett's a leaner.
I think you're right. I personally, I would put leaners as still sitting because you're still making contact with the commode.
Yeah, but if you lean, you don't have to worry about getting your hand in the water.
And yeah, as far as sitting goes, they're the ones. That,
okay, I tell you what. As standers, we would accept leaners in the club.
Okay. Good to know.
All right, but you can still be Switzerland if you want.
Yeah,
because you can't really decide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and about the trying to shut down the website. Have you guys tried 4chan?
What is that?
No.
What do you say?
That'd probably be the quickest way to do it.
Okay, thanks.
It's a website. It's a web community, kind of like Reddit, but there are certain things on there that are much more subversive.
Oh. I'm just trying to do it through
the good old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Just a nice mob.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned mob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because... Yeah,
but the problem is, when Jacob challenged... He didn't really... Yeah, he sort of challenged me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that we had the servers outside of the building or the company. This what is it, Alfie? Armani? What?
Akamai.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
AKAMAI, I believe.
How do you know about this company?
They've been around, I think, since the mid-90s for web hosting. They have some of the best, I guess, tools out there to keep websites online.
And I don't want anybody to hack anything, especially since it's my domain, but it's on the Clear Channel server.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob just, you know, when he sent out the September results for all the different jocks, did you pull this out of the trash?
No, I didn't.
All of a sudden, the numbers pop back up in front of me, and I don't know where it came from.
Hello?
No.
Alfie?
That's got something to do with this damn eclipse. He sends it out once a month, Jacob, our director of online programming, and was ragging on me. He goes, hey, the number one show with all the Clear Channel stations in North Texas, and not just Clear Channel, all of them, but he was just referring to Clear Channel. You kind of the bottom of the list as far as web visits. I don't promote the website. I don't care.
Mm-mm.
I've had the domain, russmartin.com, since the late 90s. Either they know it or they don't. Why promote it? There's something new and fabulous on there every day, but certainly nothing that's going to lock up the server. So they called me a puss and went, all right, how about if I lock up your server today? Called me a punk, said good luck. Problem is, he knew that they were on this
mega server.
Akamai thing.
Yeah.
Probably even called him and goes, hey, just in case, be ready.
What a dick. Really, we're kind of, I don't know how much the rest of these shows promote their websites. Scafidi
mm-hmm.
guy who works here on the weekends?
Yes, and he also works in the web department during the week.
All right. He had, for September, had almost 11,000 visits. Cruz, who does nights on KISS, had about 11,000 visits. Ayo.
On the Edge,
had about 13,000. RussMartin.com had about 16,500. Kid Craddock in the mornings had almost 19,000. Billy the Kid, 20,000. Jagger on the Edge, about 24,500. Toby Knapp, who is
on KISS, middays,
33,000. And then Jesse, who's on afternoons on the Edge, at 164,824.
That's just an ass kicking.
It is. And why Jacob decided to come to me. Hey, number one on the radio. Should you be number one on the web? Maybe I focus on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody told me you had the Nakatomi servers that I couldn't crack. Like, welcome to the party, pal. I really, really thought I could lock up the servers and just call Jacob and go, "Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker."
And he would understand it.
He would, but obviously we can't. So normally when I've had the listeners go after somebody, they take care of it. Short, sweet, not that long. But with this whole Nakatomi thing, I don't know. I'm sure Jacob's watching us on the video stream. Oh, look at them.
Look at him.
Oh, look. The Russ Martin Show. They've got an SUV.
What they really need is a black guy to cut through the cables.
I got cop cars backing away from the building, screaming, "I need help." Now, damn it. Now. I don't know why I bleep now. All right, too many Die Hard references.
Nah, I'm happy with it.
All right.
You want a couple more things from the study about the bathroom habits?
No, go back to the, is it on your phone?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Somebody did a meme. I'm surprised anybody got the reference that I used when I was talking about Clear Channel, since they buy everything.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't purchased the Borg.
Yeah.
Which would be the ultimate prize if you're Clear Channel. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Got it today in the mail. Got the title. We own the Borg. And then I said, well, our new CEO is going to be Locutus. Mm-hmm. Show, I don't know if Chloe's going to get this or not. Show it to Chloe.
No.
Okay. Alfie will lose his mind. Yeah. Take it and hold it up against the window. Chloe, when the Borg was introduced into Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yes.
Captain Picard was captured by the Borg at one point and turned into a Borg.
Oh, okay.
They called him, is that right, Alfie?
It's Locutus.
Yeah. So the guy that put together the meme took a picture of Jean-Luc as the Borg and said, "Look, our new CEO." Still not funny to Chloe. It was funny to, me and Alfie.
It's funny to me, too. Thank you, officer.
Is it a cop?
It's a cop.
Clear Channel announces its new CEO.
I wanted to send this to our management. I mean, not me personally.
It's on Facebook. They'll find it. It'll spread.
Right.
It's mostly funny to me because I know that corporate hates this.
Again, why hate it? That, like, something like that. That should be on the welcome wall when clients come in.
The picture of Captain Picard as the Borg?
Yeah.
Where you see a little laser coming off the side of his head. We've announced our new CEO.
Welcome, clients. Right in New York where the CEO's office is and everyone's are. It's a way you can also communicate with other radio and media companies. Make it part of our letterhead.
It's part of my email signature. I'm surprised nobody's caught it yet. Because they want us to put the signature of our company emails. iHeartMedia with over 45 million listeners or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. Media billboards. And I just tacked on to the end of that. Resistance is futile.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's caught it yet as far as corporate.
Because no one in the company is going to read all the way to the bottom of that.
No, because they've all seen it.
Mm-hmm. Their eyes just skip past it.
We'll change our name to iHeart. That sounds friendlier than Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
iHeart, formerly the Borg. Sorry, it's funny to me.
I think it's funny to quite a few folks.
Obviously, that cop.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
Do you take your pants all the way off when you go to the bathroom?
No. Oh, okay. We're still in that study. I forgot.
Yeah, I got a few more. I mean, I can kill some more time.
I thought you were just curious. No. Why would you take your pants? Why would anybody take their pants off?
It's about to get weirder.
Well, hang on. Anybody else? Mm-mm. No?
No.
That would be... I'd have to take my boots off to get my pants off.
Right.
And when I got to go, my body has no patience.
Yeah, you may not have time to undress.
It's ready to dump.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, 15% of the people that responded to the survey, they take their pants all the way off.
Nope, don't have time. And when in the morning, my first go around on the commode, that thing's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Slim Pickens riding it all the way down.
Another one. Do you take your shirt off to poop?
I know why they asked that one. That was an episode of Seinfeld.
Yep.
George Costanza always took his shirt off when he went to poop.
But there's a reason why that even it happened in Seinfeld, because it had to happen to someone. Someone does it. It was discovered and they put it in the show.
I just figured it was something they added to George. Taking your shirt off serves what purpose?
I don't know.
Unless you don't get... If you're worried about particles getting all over you, they've said iPhones have all this fecal matter on it because people take it to the bathroom.
Yeah,
maybe it's the same thing with your clothes. Of when you flush, particles are airborne, and it's, I don't know. I've never had an issue with it, and I think if you try and live too sterile of an environment, you're gonna die.
I'm completely with you there. I think. In your own, or?
Yeah, it has to be in my own.
No, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, what am I going to go and borrow? Hey, neighbor, can I get a cup of from you so I can take a bath in it?
Well, you said you're trying to expose yourself to different things to make your system stronger.
I just think if we live too sterile, we become weak.
Yeah, you become more susceptible to getting sick with other things.
And then assimilated.
Mm-hmm. 9% of people take their shirts off to poop. Also, you just mentioned this. Do you text on the toilet? 84% of people, hell yes.
I'll email, but...
To me, that counts.
Yeah.
It's the same function.
I don't text that much. I only text people who I know don't check their email. Like David, my pool guy, I text.
Right.
Especially if I know he's coming that day, I'll tell him different stuff, but... Yeah, I'll answer email on the commode because I'm on there for a while.
Right.
I enjoy the experience.
It's efficient. 45% of people will talk on the phone, but they'll wait to flush.
No.
So people don't know.
I know. No.
I can't do that.
No pookies, no pee-pees.
I walked into the bathroom up here, third floor men's restroom, clear channel, Borg toilets. I walk in and there's a guy who's in the stall. He's going number two.
Oh yeah.
And he's having a conversation with somebody.
Oh yeah.
So does it wouldn't be a sales guy because they're on a different floor than us.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who it was, and yeah, I couldn't tell by the voice.
What were they talking about?
At this point, I don't even remember.
I don't know how a phone call is. I don't get the importance.
Mm-mm. I want none of it.
First of all, I'm on a commode. That's my private time.
Right.
I really don't want to talk to anybody. Emails I'm okay with. Rest of it, you leave me alone. I can see sales guys doing it, but again, they're on a different floor than us.
Right.
Unless it's one of the guys that's on 1190 up here. They're all kind of cocky.
Yeah.
I can see that.
How could you see that? It's a station where most people buy their airtime.
No, I'm saying I could see it being one of the 1190 guys doing it.
I know, but why? And how could they be cocky?
Well,
you're on a station. It's got a range of 1190.
I've actually seen some of the guys that walk around down the hallways or they go in the break room, get a cup of coffee, and you know they're badasses because they go from that 1190 studio and they got to make sure their Bluetooth jawbones in their ear. Go get that 25-cent
somebody
cup of coffee.
Up here had an experience. Alfie, was it you? Well, one of the guys from 1190 AM and an elevator.
I've had one of the guys try and like stop me in the middle of working during the show and try and fix printers for him. Not aware.
Asked you to fix a printer.
Yeah.
Did you? What did you say?
I said, I'm in the middle of a show. Leave me alone.
I'm in the middle of doing radio.
Somebody had an issue with somebody from 1190 getting on the elevator. I forgot what it was. hey, hold the door. And whoever the jock was didn't, and he could hear the guy screaming,
I'm from 1190, you bet.
And the door's closed. It's like, if this were the 1960s, yeah, being on 1190 would be a big deal. The mighty 1190, KLIF.
That's right.
Don't even have that anymore. It's the mighty 1190 KXF. No. I don't even know what the call letters are.
KSUX.
Is it? I used to drive one of those in the 80s. I saw them in RoboCop, and when I need one of those.
That's right.
The SUX 2000.
And then you bought one for a dollar.
What?
I have no clue what the call letters are.
KFXR.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a drug. Hey, what are you on? I'm FXR.
It does.
Really, is it? Are you bipolar?
I don't like to talk about it, but yes.
I even asked the state. We late?
Yes.
Tough. When I was reading, actually, when I originally signed my contract the first time back in 2010.
Yeah, yeah, to come back on the Eagle.
Yeah. I went, why don't you throw in 1190 in the deal? Why? What do you want to do with it? I don't know. It's got to be more than what you're doing with it.
Yeah. Well, and they always say, it's always good to have a hobby.
Like, maybe I'd get on and play music I like. Instead of being forced to play stuff that's old and worn out and played in the same day part.
Or new.
New?
New. There's new music you like.
I like the new AC/DC.
Yes, you do.
Don Davis doesn't program it because he hates me. That's what I do if somebody gave me a radio station. I just do, if I made it talk, I just kind of steal Jack FM's slogan. 1190, talking about what we want. Interested in politics, government, world events, golf. Talking about what we want. We're not even going to give you the phone number. Guess it. And while you're guessing it, why don't you eat
your Can't wait for that billboard campaign.
It's just a big middle finger.
Mm-hmm. A big what?
Big middle finger.
Yeah.
Across the knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah, big middle finger with the station frequency tattooed across the finger knuckles. 1190.
If we catch you listening to us, we're going to kick your ass. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
606, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. All that going on, let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 183 right at Mockingbird. Got an accident there on the service road. Of course, everyone on the main lanes are staring at it like a bunch of idiots. They have you backed up back from Loop 12 Walton Walker. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Mockingbird, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Lovers, got an accident there. Traffic there is backed up back from Wallen Hill. Still on the tollway, this time in Plano. Southbound on the tollway right at Parker Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Legacy. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75 right at Spring Valley, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Tonight, clear, 60 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high around 86. Right now, it is 79. 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, I'm done with the poopy thing.
I'll get rid of him.
Thank you. Was there any more left to the story?
Yeah, I was going to wait. We can do more later.
Okay. If you think it's worth teasing.
I'm not saying it's worth teasing. I'm just saying we can do something else for a little bit.
I like the fact that one guy goes, well, I don't know which club I'm in. I'm a leaner.
What about us?
Yeah. He's desperate for acceptance.
Where do we go?
What team am I on?
I'm in some type of no man's land. I'm a man without a commode. It's like, it sounded like he wanted to be part of the standers. I'm not totally sitting. You're, all right, we'll let you in.
I think if your butt's in that seat, you're a sitter.
But if you're leaning over, at least you're not still sticking your hand in the bowl.
No, but you're still sitting on one side.
When I'm wasted, I sit.
I've never, ever sit to wipe.
Mm-mm. It's so unnatural.
If I'm that wasted, I'll just grab a hold of the cabinet when I get up. I'll let my cheeks slap together, and I'll just deal with this later.
Yeah, because when you're that drunk, you do a lot of negotiating, a lot of compromising.
How drunk you got to be where you can't wipe?
New Orleans drunk.
I'm with them. I've been like that.
Been so drunk you can't wipe?
No, I've just been New Orleans drunk. Thank God I didn't have to poop. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. God, man.
I wonder if this will work if I just take a right on the toilet paper. I wonder if that would speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you guys get that drunk without puking. Because I always get to a certain point, and I know when to stop.
Right.
Luckily, I've got some type of alcoholic apostat in my brain that goes, enough.
And good on you. I'm at the point now where I know where that is. When I was in my early 20s, though, did a New Orleans trip, and no. I ended up throwing up. Absolutely, I threw up. That was after I blacked out and ended up about 10 blocks away from the French Quarter.
Damn.
Which is not where you want to be, especially when you're blacked out and don't know what you're doing.
But at least you blacked out and then puked.
No.
Oh, it was the other way around?
Yeah.
That's not even fun.
No. So I blacked out and we wandered away from the quarter, then came to. It's like, where are we?
We must be going in circles because that's my puke.
And this was before Google Maps, all this. I mean, this is like 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. So I realized where we were. So, okay, we got to go back this way. Walk the 10 blocks to get back to the quarter, manage not to get mugged. Make it to the front in the front of the Cafe du Monde in Jackson Square, and then puked on it. That's when I vomited.
I made it.
I assume that when you said I puked and then vomited on
Yeah,
it.
But it was in front of a very prestigious landmark. Yeah. So.
Were you holding it in until you got there?
No, it was one of those.
I can't puke until we get to Lincoln Memorial. I puked at every national monument. I puked in Grand Canyon.
No, I was sitting on the curb on the street in front of the cafe, and there was a puddle next to me in the street, and I just turned, and there it went. Unfortunately for the people that had just sat on the other side of the puddle.
Flash?
Yeah.
I'm available for pictures.
Yeah, because like 90% of that restaurant is outside seating.
Right. I'm just kind of raising my hand.
That's just a bad idea because they know in New Orleans,
yeah,
there's always going to be somebody vomit drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like outside seating? We have put up plexiglass so you can view the vomiting public.
Yeah.
Without any danger to yourself.
Actually, it was Y2K, New Year's Eve. It was 99 to 2000.
Oh.
As I'm
That'd be a monumental puke for you to nail down the year.
I remember good.
I hope at midnight I can still puke. Because nobody else was. The Y2K is going to do. Happy. Oh, it works.
I think as I was like between vomits, I held my hand up.
How many times did you puke that night?
No. Like in between that session, like in between sprays.
Okay.
I had raised my My right hand was on the curb bracing myself. My left hand was up as the people were leaving.
I thought you were going to say something else. My right hand is up as I'm taking my oath.
Like a rodeo.
I should have. Actually,
like,
I felt like
Dennis
like
the cop did when he got his badge. Go ahead, sorry.
No, the people get up as I start to vomit in the puddle between us.
Chloe, did you say vomit rodeo?
Yeah.
I had my hand on the curb, left hand in the air, and I was kind of waving at the people. As, I'm sorry, sorry. And then more spray.
sorry, my bad.
Happy New Year. Hang on. The vomit bull's coming. Oh.
I'm going to get a belt buckle for this.
Damn, where's the vomit clown to get this thing off of me?
So, yeah, that's what Chloe means. Is that what you mean to a certain extent by New Orleans drunk?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You get on a whole other level for some reason.
I've never gotten that drunk outside the house.
It's something about being below sea level. That's what it is.
Yes.
What do you think? It's the humidity?
That maybe. I don't know. Have you ever? But look, it's not just.
Calm down.
I am. It's not just humidity because you never hear anyone talking about being Houston drunk.
Possibly Galveston or Corpus drunk.
Maybe, but I haven't. New Orleans drunk, yeah.
Well, New Orleans has an image that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. You've got Mardi Gras, I'm going to guess. Well, you were there for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Anytime Chloe's been there drunk and passed out on the levee, that was around Mardi Gras.
When I thought I was at the pool. Yeah.
We sent him out there 1 year. He was so gone. But I'll go down to pass out by the river. Am I lying?
No, not at all.
That's why I always pass out, because people on the river, they're happy to give.
That was my safe spot.
Big wheels.
Yeah.
Now, if I know I'm going to crazy drink, I'm staying at home.
I'm that way now, yeah. But it's...
Because when you get sick, you want to be at home. That's the biggest thing how I regulate myself when I'm out is I'm going to be sick out from the house. I don't want to be embarrassed by puking in a bar.
Also don't want to get arrested.
I don't know. What would you blow if you puked everything up? Like it's already in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
That'd be funny to blow for the cop and you puke all over his breathalyzer. What'd I blow?
Does that count?
Yeah. Is what was it? Like a point chunk two?
8 ounces.
You blew about a pound and a half. Okay. Can go?
And we're pretty sure your vomit is fermented.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right, then. A New York judge has ruled that a Long Island woman who broke up with her boyfriend can keep the $10,000 ring he gave her because he never proposed to her.
What do they contend the ring was for?
They say it was a gift. Joseph Robert Torres of Yonkers went to court to take back the ring from his former girlfriend, Debbie Lopez, citing a law that lets men retrieve their engagement rings if the wedding plans go bust. He claimed he proposed to the woman in an emotional April 2010 moment at Rockefeller Center when he had the couple's 6-year-old son hand her the ring. She denies that. She also says that when asked in the lawsuit, when asked by friends, oh, so you got engaged? She'd be like, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. So I think from what I could tell, that's the only evidence the judge had.
And they're probably not going to use the child's useless. Because all the kid's going to say is, yeah, he told me to give this to her.
Right.
All right. That's a f***ed up loophole. Because then it's a he said, she said.
Exactly.
Even if it is, we all know what an engagement ring looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In a situation when you're talking about civil and all a civil court and all you have to be is 1% more believable than the other side.
Right.
As the judge, I think you give him the ring back.
Yeah.
Why else?
That's what she should do.
Yeah, I bought her a $10,000 engagement ring for no reason. Did you ask her to marry you? Yeah. Well, she said you didn't. Should have got something written down.
That's why I was really surprised that the judge sided with the woman in this case, because it, to me, it really was. I just the idea is, most men, if you're going to spend that much on jewelry for a woman and it's a ring and you're not married, that's an engagement ring. I have never heard of a guy buy a woman an expensive ring before they're married and it's not an engagement ring. Not once.
And
the other jewelry, sure.
The other thing that is screwy about this, if I'm right, is it was a $10,000 ring.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to have to pay taxes on that. Because I think you can gift up to $10,000 a year to family, friends, something like that. And I don't think they have to pay taxes on it.
The ultimate.
I'm not sure about all of that. I know that there's a limit. Regardless, the whole idea, proposing, now you have a, in essence, a contract. You take the engagement ring, and we're getting married. But if you can't prove that you asked, then you're screwed. And if she said to certain people, well, I don't know if we are or not, why do you think he gave it to you?
Right. She actually said, when he gave it to me, he said it was a gift for being a great woman, a good mother of his child. Which, you know, when a guy says that, what would come right after that? So will you marry me? You're an amazing woman. You're a wonderful mother to our child. Spend the rest of your life with me.
You look like somebody that deserves a $10,000 ring for no f-ing reason. So when you propose, is that the part of the process now? You got to get them to sign something saying, yes, he proposed?
At a certain point, you might have to. I mean, you think you know somebody, but it's exactly. You think you know somebody, but you got to. That's why nowadays it's even such a great idea to record your proposal.
And you can get away with that. Nobody's going to be suspicious. I'm saving this for posterity.
And for contractual purposes. Possible
and
at evidence least case.
Doing it in public. So there's somebody there.
And saying it loudly enough for witnesses to hear.
Yeah, all of a sudden that Jumbotron thing ain't a bad idea.
I got 45,000 Ranger witnesses. And the ironclad word of Chuck Morgan.
What a gash to hang onto the ring.
And that's the other kicker to me. It's, as a woman, you are setting the idea of feminism, you are setting equality back. By decades, by you holding onto that ring because you're being a petty bitch about it.
I don't think she's setting anything back because.
Well, then why keep the ring?
Otherwise, this story wouldn't stand out unless it was an anomaly.
It sets it, but these aren't. This isn't the only one.
I know, but this one stands out because if this happened every day and it was in the news all the time, nobody would care.
Yeah, this one stands out because the woman got to keep the ring.
First of all, the judge should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you pulled this story just to piss me off.
Why would I do that?
Because you know who stole a ring out of my house and said they deserved it.
Really? Who? I feel like I'm poking Bruce Banner.
Oh. What about now?
You upset? Feel anything?
Just that conversation we had, I went, where is the engagement ring? Oh, I have it. I didn't know she had taken it out of the house. This was after we broke up.
Yeah, because she didn't wear it every day.
She stopped wearing it after the arrest.
Hmm.
Oh, I feel funny about it. I'm looking through the house for it, and I can't find it. And I asked her about it. Oh, I have it. I feel like I deserve it.
See, that's what I mean. You're setting back your race. I mean your sex.
You mean she was?
She was, yes. Like if she was standing, I'd be like, yes, you just set women back.
And I could have taken her to the court, and I know I would have gotten it. There were too many witnesses. It had been on the radio.
Right.
That we were engaged. She told her family, friends, started looking for wedding dresses. So the whole engagement thing was in place. And the engagement ring is part of the contract. It's called consideration. You don't fulfill the contract, you give the consideration back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I deserve it. Why didn't sue? I don't know.
I think because by the end of the other aspects of the legal situation, you were probably so tired and stressed out from it.
Wouldn't have been that long. It would have been an easy lawsuit. You go before a judge. Okay, da-da-da, this. Give him the ring back.
I don't know why you didn't. Unless that's why I said my assumption is that you just wanted everything over. You didn't want to have any dealings with her anymore.
Oh, I never want it over. I want this to hang over her head.
I'm at the relationship.
I want me to hang over her head forever.
Gotcha.
She is never going to forget what happened. Oh, I'll try and make it right. I'll file this complaint against South Lake PD saying I didn't say all that. I want you to do whatever you want. I didn't know you could file a complaint, but do that. And steal my ring. And my Corvette.
And don't forget the car.
Oh, it's my car. I let you drive it so you could sell your other car and save money. My fault in all of this. The person to blame is me because I allowed it to happen. I enabled.
Russ is turning green.
Mm-hmm. It's happening. The difference is...
You call me fat?
No. Okay. I'm just saying you're gonna be it's going to be a drunk Hulk.
And that's really the last big thing you won't run around is something big and drunk.
With the ability to crush cars.
And then to not care when her own dogs die.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs that she had before we even met.
That you took care of. She left with you.
Didn't even ask. Just left them.
Nah, but she ain't. She deserved the ring.
You know what? The person to blame in all this is me. I chose poorly. I should have spotted it. I should have known. And I could say I'm not going to make the mistake again, but I probably will. Not this bad.
No, definitely not.
I'll let my buddies vet my chick first.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means f***ing them, that's okay with me.
Hey, Alfie, good news.
Alfie, what's line four?
He's calling about his engagement ring experience.
Ah, yeah, it's always about, what's his name, Larry?
Yeah.
Ah, tell him to F off.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
It's Dan O'Malley for New Fine Arts, and it's election season.
All right.
Yes, it is time. It's election season. That means we are seeing signs everywhere telling us to vote for this person.
I don't need no signs. I got this right here. That's my sign.
Exactly.
Even this music that I play says Big Black Penis. Listen to the beginning of it. Big black penis. That's what satisfies a woman. Why they make all them phallic things white, I ain't got no clue. Why you said it, Alfie?
I just saw him turning in his chair. Whatever suits you. Whatever your taste is, they have it at New Fine Arts.
I know that.
Whether you're looking for an adult toy.
I don't need no adult toys. For yourself. I'm born with one.
Or your lover. Or as a gift for a friend, they've got it all. They have DVDs, they have vibes, lubes, including some of what Russ was talking about.
They got rooster rings.
They do.
That's right. I need to choke my rooster.
Well, if your rooster needs a good choking. And then perhaps afterwards, a nice e-cig. Because at New Fine Arts, they have e-cig products. And that also includes a suicide bunny, as well as build-it-yourself mods and cartomizers. New Fine Arts.
What's a suicide bunny?
It's a popular liquid brand.
Liquid brand or what?
The liquid that you put in the...
e-cig?
Yup.
You better be saying e-cig.
I'm saying e-cig.
Suicide bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you smoke these e-cigs?
Places.
Which part of the house?
Whatever.
Inside?
It can be.
Outside?
That as well.
On the patio?
Patio's a great spot.
Or the porch?
You had to say.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by PetSmart. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Lover's Lane. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Walnut Hill. In Grand Prairie, southbound on the Bush, or I guess technically 161, just before I-30. Got an accident there. Blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the left shoulder right now. Traffic is completely stopped back from Shady Grove. It's about a half hour delay through that stretch. And finally, in Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Dallas Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. 60 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. High in the mid-80s. Right now, 79 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Woo! I just looked up at monitor, CBS.
Uh-huh.
Who's playing tonight?
I don't even know. Alfie, any idea?
I think St. Louis and someone else.
Normally it is someone else.
All right. Based on the background, it's like San Diego, and I'm not sure on the other.
When do the Cowboys play again? It's going to be Monday night?
Monday night against the Redskins, where they should go 7-1.
Redskins not playing well?
No, they're not. They're not having the best of years. All right, so Broncos tonight. All right, that'll be fun. That's actually a really good matchup tonight.
The Broncos and the
Chargers. Both teams going in very hot.
Well, all right, folks, a lot more to come from Mile High when we come back after this.
Okay, that's probably illegal to carry. Go ahead.
I'm sure they'll live. Researchers recently polled 2,000 people who have been married at least 10 years, and they put together the most common pieces of advice that they had for making a relationship last, because apparently making it at least 10 years now means you've made it.
It's longer than any relationship I've ever had.
I just think it's interesting. Usually when you hear these stories, they're asking the old couple that have been married for 30, 40, 50 years. Nah, I think 10's good. Let's just find out how you make it that first decade.
Communication.
That's number one.
A
lot of these are actually, they're duplicates.
Almost all 10 should be some form of communication.
And actually, in a way, they kind of are.
Compromise, communication. That's compromise takes communication.
Number one, talk. Number two, compromise.
But you have to be able to talk to compromise.
Yep.
I don't know how you do finances.
Finances actually didn't come up in this one.
Although it's one of the biggest reasons for divorce.
Right. And usually because people don't talk about it enough or honest with each other enough. Well, oops, I just gave me one. Be honest.
And to be honest, you have to communicate.
Yes, we already got that.
Really, there should only be one. Communicate.
Yeah.
Tell them what's going on. But tell us in short order. Don't make us guess. It's not communication if you make us guess.
But hey, man, brother.
I want to put that everywhere.
Communication is an exchange of ideas. Making me guess is punishment.
It's also... In addition to punishment, it's also treating me like a child. It's sort of like I said,
but in their mind, they think that it's going to reinforce something if they make you guess.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like a child. It's like she's treating you like a child and saying, okay, I need you to come to this on your own conclusion. You can figure it out. Who's a big boy?
Well, first of all, you never called me a big boy. And I'm not playing your game. Mm-hmm. You either tell me the answer or I'm leaving, Alex. So what is it? And how many times have you ever heard a guy in an argument go, you know what's wrong? You know.
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
I can't think of any argument I've ever had with a chick, and I've had a lot. Or I said, why don't you tell me what's wrong?
And actually, wasn't it quite the opposite? You were almost excited to tell her exactly what it is? Like, this is it right here.
Here's why I'm pissed off, which is the way most arguments should start.
Right.
Here's why. You have to blame. You can do the obligatory, I feel like, fill in the blank.
As opposed to, you are a bitch.
But for whatever genetic reason, women have to go, you know. I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't have come home. Why don't you think bigger picture? If I knew I'd effed up, why would I come home?
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, you have to. Not really.
See, you say that, but I don't think you realize my ability to flee.
I have fled many a times.
Like, remember all this, because in your mind, you're thinking, there's no way he could leave because all his stuff is here. No.
I have enough money for new stuff.
Right. And most of that stuff that's there, you made me get it.
And if we were married, you're going to keep it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So never think fled is out of the question. All right, well, if all these are obvious, first one's communication, another one's honesty.
Yep.
Just give me the rest. It's going to give me a headache.
The next couple are pretty much the same. Number three, keep going. Number four, work at it. Kind of like to say, just don't give up, which is also number five, don't give up on the relationship too quickly. Then you have six, don't go to bed in the middle of an argument.
They always want it resolved before you go to bed.
I've heard, I've heard back and forth on this. I've heard from relationship experts, it's 50-50. Some say, you know what, sometimes it's best to take a break and just go to bed. And you can revisit it in the morning when you're all refreshed. But then, like, for me, I can't go to bed if my adrenaline's going and I know that you're still wrong.
Oh, I can go to bed mad. Because I know the bitch is going to be wrong in the morning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not going to change whether I'm awake or I'm asleep or whether we talk about it the next day. I know she's still going to be wrong.
Mm.
It's in her best interest to take some time away from it and come to grips with being wrong.
Number seven is be patient. Number eight is listen.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, be honest. And 10, let's see if you can get 10.
Know when to shut the f*** up.
That'd be number 11. Actually, number 10 is respect each other.
Well.
That's kind of counterproductive to number 11.
Not necessarily. Somebody has to, during a conversation, we won't say argument, during a conversation, somebody's got to shut up. And the person that's wrong normally needs to shut up first. And it's not my fault, it's always a chick.
It's not you.
Especially if you've got the answer, baby. If you just stop, just quit it. I can answer all this in 10 seconds if you'll just listen. I haven't had my chat. Just give me 10 seconds and don't say anything. So I'm not smart enough to talk. I don't know how you figured that one out, but you're right. So don't ever say, I always say you're wrong. You're right. You're not smart enough to get it. Just give me 10 seconds. Everything will be finished. Then we could go back to being happy. Well, I want to talk. You give me 10 seconds.
So I've been in the middle exactly of what you're talking about, Russ. And then when she finally gives in and says, fine, what is it you want to say? I damn forgot. My brilliant thought had left my brain because she had distracted me long enough to where I was focused on getting her to be quiet. And then when she was finally quiet, I forgot my brilliant point.
And then you get a new argument where you look at her and go, this is your fault.
That's right.
You see? Had you shut up when I originally said, please shut up. I remembered what it was the point I was going to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an octo argument. Everywhere.
Oh, they do that. And they know that we really can't multitask during arguments. That's why you got to keep pulling them back. Well, what about the time? That's not what we're arguing about. Let's stay on this road right here And then, once we get this handled, then we can talk about the remember the time that. That's cool. I swear, you want to take notes? I'll get a chalkboard. We'll get to it. But let's focus on this, because if you keep going off in different directions, oh, these little tributaries are going to take us nowhere. So somebody needs to shut up, and I don't plan on it. I know it's sexist, but somebody's got to be quiet. Especially if all I'm asking for is 10 seconds.
That's reasonable. That's a reasonable request.
If it's obvious in my mind, at least I deserve the chance to throw this out, and I might get lucky and be right.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you think she is wrong and she asks you for 10 seconds, are you going to give in?
Ask me again.
If you think whatever the fight is about, that she is wrong, but she asks you, can you just give me 10 seconds? I think I can fix this.
If she asks for it, yeah, she'll have 10 seconds.
Okay.
And I'll let her have that so I can pick apart everything she just said.
See, that's logic at play.
Well, why can't I say what I think? All right, I'll tell you what. You go first. 10 seconds. I swear on my honor, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
And then 45 minutes later, hey, did you check the clock? Well, wait. And they've made no point. And they've said everything about you that they've always hated. Well, can I? You said you would shut up. Okay, that was.
God, why do you always mumble when you talk? It's so.
Because I don't want you to hear me.
It's rude.
Talking to myself, just kind of reassuring myself that it's going to be okay at a certain point, because sooner or later you're going to have to shut up.
Do you ever do the mental pep talk inside your head? Like when she's yelling, you're hyping yourself up for your next thing. You're like, okay, I got this.
To that point to where you're not even listening to what she's saying.
Yeah, I'm ready for my next thing, because whatever she's saying is wrong, but I got this in my head. It's like I got a coach inside my head going, here you go. It's time to step up. Big game. Game of inches.
Nope, I don't have to do that.
Okay.
Because just genetically, inherently, as a man, I know I'm right. I don't have to remind myself of anything.
All right.
I listen to everything that they've got to say, because normally when they're talking, they're wrong, and I need to point that out. If I'm not listening, that's poor communication.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Look at you.
Can't point out what they're wrong about unless you...
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
655, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Let's get started off in Richland Hills, eastbound 121, right at Hanley-Edderville Road. Got a car fire blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Carson Street. In Grand Prairie, southbound 161, just before I-30, that big accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Shady Grove. And finally, in Little Elm, eastbound 380, right at G Road, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up in the area. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win front row tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell this weekend at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Clear and 60 tonight, sunny and 86 tomorrow. Right now, 79 to 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know. I'd like for it to make it. I'm not sure about Tone Bell's sitcom on NBC.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about last week's episode of Bad Judge.
I've watched all three episodes. I think I've watched them all a couple of times. I don't think I'd tell him to his face. It's got nothing to do with Tone. I like his part in Bad Judge. It's got a good concept. It just, they can't really seem to decide which way we're going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
You got a judge who's kind of a whore, alcoholic, but Actually, it's kind of inspiring if you stop and think about it. You got a whore alcoholic that can make wise and fair decisions as a judge.
Yeah. Gosh, she's like our flag bearer.
She should be our demigod.
Mm. Yeah, because to me it feels like it hasn't, at times it'll be funny. Last week really wasn't that funny, but it'll try to be funny. And then other times it will try to be, I guess, nice or warm.
Deep.
Yeah, kind of deep. Like last week's episode was trying to deal with a scumbag business owner who's basically sexualizing his staff.
Alfie, have you watched it?
I've watched the first two episodes. The second one I liked. The second one I think me and Chloe watched, and we both thought there were some decently funny moments in it.
And the second was one where her van got blown up.
That was it.
So I like that one.
You know what? You're right. Alfie brought this up off the air. She was driving an 85 Dodge van, something like that?
It was like an old 70s, 80s conversion.
Is that close?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then it's hit and it burns up, and you could tell just by the frame left of the van, it was like a new Dodge Caravan.
Yeah, no, it was like an old school Dodge Caravan, small body. Yeah, it's like, hey, it's the same
thing. Could tell it wasn't the same thing.
Right.
No. I mean, I've seen TV shows, movies, whatever. Some guy's driving a brand new Lincoln, and all of a sudden it goes off of a cliff, and it's a 1968 Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he change? Never mind. But yeah, that was a bad special effect.
The episode, though, that second one, was good.
We want to like it because Tone's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I don't think this, unless NBC gives it time.
Yeah.
And the big networks may be a little more apt to play it out as opposed to Fox, who's still really the fourth network, not quite as big.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways Fox can be, but NBC is, I think they're pretty much riding in third. Because CBS TV has just been killing everybody on their shows, whether it's dramas or comedies. So everyone else is having to play catch-up.
And I've been surprised with CBS. Because I really thought, and I said this when I started watching Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck and Danny, not Trejo, part of the Bullet Boy, no. Marky Mark's guys.
Yes, one of his brothers.
Yeah. Danny Mark?
Nope.
Danny Carpet?
No.
Dan just walked over the wall. Danny.
I walked over to the what?
The wall.
Yes.
Wahlberg.
Thank God you got it, because I don't have a burger anywhere to give you the second part. Well,
all our walls are covered in carpet. I'm going, Danny Carpet? I really thought, because I liked it, and it was kind of predictable writing, but it was also inspiring that there were still families that believed in values and families that would eat together on Sunday. Has anybody else seen it?
No, because everything you just described sounds boring as piss.
It is.
I say that in jest. It actually is. It's refreshing to me to hear of a show that actually exists. It's sad, however.
That's why I just assumed it was going to be canceled.
Right.
Got family values. You can kind of see the lines coming of, well, I guess the criminals got here before we did. All right. Well, it's just genius writing. But there's something about it that just, I don't know, it's inspiring to me.
And that's good. I think there needs to be at least a few shows like that just to balance out some of the other.
I'm surprised that I'm in the majority on this one. And Tom Selleck plays a police commissioner, and he plays a believable one. And when he has to address a fallen officer, you can almost think he feels it.
I actually saw he was at some sort of, I think it was a film festival in New York recently, and it was a panel of him and Donnie Wahlberg and whoever else is on the cast, and I think one of the executive producers, whatever, and they were asking about the show and the effects that it's had on them when they're not working, when they're just out living life. And Tom Selleck said, I've had numerous police officers salute me in the street. And he said, you never get used to it, but at a certain point, after a while, you kind of get in the habit of just kind of like, just give him a quick one back. It's like, all right, there we go. Because he's like,
it's rude if you don't.
And that's kind of what he said. He's like, it would be rude if you didn't.
Okay. Anything left?
I guess more poop stuff.
I'm out of the poop.
Okay. I got other stuff, too.
All right.
Oh, 2,000 people were surveyed for dog owners.
Okay.
Some of the findings that they have for different breeds and their owners, such as Chihuahua owners give their dogs the most attention.
Are they using the breed of dog to say, okay, Chihuahua owners are a little more compassionate?
Maybe not necessarily compassionate, but I can see how a Chihuahua owner gives their dog the most attention because they're small, usually dainty.
Well, they're going to get more attention because they're mostly lap dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be around you more.
Right.
It's like a Twiggy, my Chiweenie, which sounds like a nickname for my penis.
But it's not.
I got a Mexican d- I call it my Chiweenie. When I bitches, I wrap it in foil. She's always in my lap or sleeps with me, so I see smaller dogs getting more attention. I got it.
People with Dalmatians spend the most money on them, and randomly enough, they're also the most likely to drive a sports car. I assume they mean the people, not the Dalmatian.
And a lot of people that adopt Dalmatians end up dropping them off. I don't know why, but I have no idea what it is in their personality.
I've never even really been around a Dalmatian.
But they're supposedly hard to deal with. They're not aggressive. They're just, I don't know, like dicks.
That's kind of like my dog sometimes. People with golden retrievers are the best educated.
They decided that how?
They just did the study and the stats, and they did the standard breakdown. Okay, what's your age? What's your race? What's your income level? What's your education level? All that. And then they got to the dog stuff.
All right. I've got a friend from high school that owns a couple of golden retrievers, and he's just big, fat, and retarded.
Did he go to college?
Yeah, I actually did. Went to East Texas State.
See, there you go. He's educated. It's a fine line between being educated and being intelligent. People with Yorkshire Terriers are the happiest overall. People with Labradors are the most likely to be single.
Labrador Retriever. I don't get that. I don't get how they associate the breed with smaller dogs. If you just said small dogs, mm-hmm. they get more attention. Got it? Small dogs want to be around you.
Yeah. I think the lab thing is associated with most people for someone being single. I think that's just by sheer numbers because there's so many labs out there that it's probably going to be the most common among those that are single.
Okay.
Also, bulldogs. People with bulldogs tend to be in bad relationships that they want out of. People with French bulldogs are more likely to believe their dog knows what they're thinking than other dog owners.
Is there a big difference between bulldog, French bulldog?
Yes.
Look, stance, yes. Color, accent, the attitude.
The biggest is going to be size, face, and I'd go ears.
Which one's bigger?
Bulldogs are bigger. If it's the French bulldog I'm thinking of, their ears will stick up, whereas the regular, like American bulldogs, they're much smaller. And then
less ostentatious.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And then finally, people with pugs earn the most money.
Yeah. Explain that to Kelly.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.